This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, what do you call it, Kramer?
The billiard room.
No.
The name.
The billiard?
Not billiard. Not the billiards. It was...
Come on.
We call it the place.
The place to be, yes.
It's the place to be.
Then I shall be.
This is the place to be here tonight.
Time to play the game.
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
I think they might hear a shock wall.
Actually, it's being John Akiyama is a better version of it.
What do you think, Woodley? You can finally tell Grant Owens you found new music.
I'll tell you what, I am impressed. Mm-hmm.
Charlotte Abram, skid of a rinky dinky dink.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate, man, this is pretty much a highlight of my life right now. I had no idea you were going to be here. I've wanted to drive that freaking hoe train of my whole youth. You're the man.
And I thought he meant Nate Milton, the Godfather from Kings of Sport. Do you really think that's the Godfather?
Yeah, I did.
All you have to do is break out that fuss money.
I ate the pot. Your mouth, you scraggly Canadian.
That's a bit much. You, who murdered the dog with the sword, and I'm being a little too much.
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. I was just curious. 5 years! 5 years! We've been doing podcasts. And we have this. This is trash.
To do worse than Josh Richards.
Summertime, out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page. Of course I am excited.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the nation, a shitstorm was brewing, right before Scott's vacation. Again? For Carrie Silkin's sake, it's enough. Can't you come up with anything original? It's the same nonsense, year after year. God damn it, it's not even the same writer this year. But you went with the same never-ending hokey holiday horse hockey. I learned that from McGinn. Scott's going on vacation again this year? Jim Cornette is rolling over in his grave. Just go to the first scene.
All right, so that brings an end to Taboo Tuesday 2004. That Snitsky thing always gets me, Scott. I think he's my MVP of the night. What do we got coming up? We got main event next week?
I do, yes. D'Amato and Aubrey, and I think Will be on. We're going to have a pretty good time. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty good show. It's going to be a sequel. It should be very interesting.
Okay, we'll see. So that's it. Kevin Kelly's show coming up next week. I think it's, I don't know. We'll find a guest. Maybe Zach Gowen again. I don't know. Or maybe we'll have Dr. Tom on yet again. We'll see. All right, so that's it. So, Scott, have a great vacation.
Thank you.
We'll talk in a couple weeks. Hopefully nothing major happens like, you know, last year when, CM Punk and all that stuff.
No,
so, all right. Yeah, right. So, okay. So that brings an end to this episode of Place to Be Podcast. We'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks. Take care.
Hey, buddy. Just happened to pop in the studios here. What's going on?
Not much, Brad. Since when do you just pop in the studio? How did you know we were done?
I could faintly hear you. You know, it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, I think that was, it was a pretty good wrap to the year here. But I'm always looking at, new strategies and new verticals we can move into. Maybe we could spread ourselves thinner, maybe open a video game site or reboot and change our direction, we'll see what happens here.
All right, man. I mean, whatever you think. I trust you with this stuff. I mean, managing editor Scott and I are just kind of here for the ride at this point. So, whatever you think, just run it by me, and we'll see if Chad's back in. If he's awake or whatever, we'll hit him up and we'll see what's going on. Sound good?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. See you later.
I'm gonna head to bed. Talk to you later.
Yeah, we will see about the Place to Be podcast in the new year.
Could this be the beginning of the end of the Place to Be podcast? Could it be the beginning of the end of Scott and Justin's friendship? Could this be the year that I drive to Rhode Island and murder Justin in his sleep? Probably. The only way to tell if it is the beginning of the end is to end this scene and head back to the beginning. Because every beginning begins somewhere else. And this beginning begins in 1943. Really? Beginning or a derivative of it six times in two sentences? Hachi machi.
I had awakened that morning with the glowing realization that all was not yet lost. There was one last hope. One appeal as yet unfiled, one glorious, maddening ray of daisy sunshine that had yet not shone forth. The big man himself, number one, the head honcho, the connection, Santa Claus. Now it is well known that foolish men stuff themselves with pillows and other such devices and run around ringing bells in the street in order to siphon off some of the Christmas largesse. But it is equally well known that the real Santa Claus can be found at Higbee's department store in Hooman, Indiana, and that this is the official court of last appeal.
Ho, ho, ho! Sweet Christmas.
Store's going to close soon. Santa's going to be gone.
Scotty, Santa's not going anyplace. Just be still.
It's the same old dumb parade as last year.
Scotty, will you please calm down?
Mom!
Hush! Shut up, Scotty.
There he is! Santa!
Have you been a good little Jimmy? Have you?
Can we go now? Can we go?
Yes, we can go now.
Come on, Chatty!
Merry Christmas!
Come on, Chatty, hurry up!
Scotty, look over there. See? The line's not so long. Get in it.
Take Chatty's hand and hold on to him. We'll see you later, okay? Stay together, you hear? And don't get lost.
Come on, let's go.
We're too far back.
If we can find his dad, we can take care of him.
Well, he's not in this department store.
Yeah.
Really? You can hit me with that?
Young man. Hey, kid. Just where do you think you're going?
We're going up to see Santa.
The line ends here. It begins there.
The line waiting to see Santa stretched all the way back to at least Terre Haute. And I was at the end of it.
I like Santa.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Most of us were scoffers. But moments before zero hour, it did not pay to take chances.
What a tasty little boy!
Don't bother me. I'm thinking.
I like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I like the Tin Man. Hump a duck.
If old man Higbee thinks I'm working 1 minute past 9 o'clock, he can kiss my damn foot.
Come on up on Santa's lap.
Oh, there's a wet one. And what's your name, little boy? Billy?
Come on, Chatty, hurry up!
And what do you want for Christmas, Chatty? A lucha mask? Okay, get him off my lap. Quick, get me a towel. I hate the smell of tapioca.
Attention shoppers, it is now 9 o'clock and our store is closing. What did you think of my announcement?
It wasn't bad.
What? What did you just say to me?
9 o'clock? Great Scott, the store's gonna close.
Santa can't wait all night.
Come on up on Santa's lap. Get moving, kid. Quit dragging your feet.
Get him out of here.
Come on, kid. Come on up.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho! And what's your name, little boy?
Hey, kid, hurry up. Store's closing.
Hey, listen, little boy. We got a lot of people waiting here, so get going.
Now, what do you want for Christmas, little boy?
My mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it!
How about a nice deflated football like the one Tom Brady plays with?
Football? 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 What's a football? Without conscious will, my voice squeaked out.
Yeah. Football.
All right. Oh, okay. Get him out of here.
A football? Oh, no. What was I doing? Wake up, stupid. Wake up.
Oh, an official Blue Yeti silver pro microphone with zero latency monitor. So I can record wrestling podcasts with all my friends.
Now, son, what in the blue hell is a podcast? Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
As we travel through time 45 years later, to my face I feel like taking a cheese grater. For those bad at math, please don't sit there and pout. I'll give you a chance to figure it out. So listen to my voice, to the tone, to the timbre. He was champion this year, I'm sure you'll remember. Ooh, yeah, uh-huh. I'm thinking, yeah. You want to go straight to the top? Yeah. You want to go one-on-one with the cream to crop? Yeah. Take one good look at Elizabeth, One good look, yeah. And I will bury you, I will make you pay, yeah. And you're going to find, yeah, and you'll be locked right into the danger zone. Oh, yeah. It's Randy Savage.
Yeah, Kev, we got that. Is that what you're going to do? Is this how you're going to ruin this whole thing?
You should have written the whole thing.
I know, but Aaron's...
You know, Gene, Randy is ready, and I think we should just start this thing.
Pizza, pizza, pizza!
Grab yourself a napkin and you're gonna have to pour your own drinks.
Mom, does Santa Claus have to go through customs?
What time do we have to go to bed?
Early. We're leaving the house at 8 a.m. on the button.
I hope you're all drinking milk. I want to get rid of it.
Honey, the pizza boy needs $122.50 plus tip.
For pizza?
10 pizzas times 12 bucks.
Frank, you got the money. Come on.
Only have traveler's checks.
Forget it, Frank. We have cash.
You probably got the checks that don't work in France.
Did anyone order me plain cheese?
Oh, yeah, we did. But if you want any, somebody's going to have to barf it all up because it's gone.
Andy, go easy on the Pepsi there.
Justin, get a plate.
What?
Passports?
Watch it!
No. Get these passports out of here.
Are you okay, honey? Come here. Are you all right?
What is the matter with you?
He started it! He ate my pizza on purpose! He knows I hate sausage and olives!
Look what you did, you little jerk!
We were just set to talk about Jack Tunney. You ruined everything, kid!
I'm your long-lost Uncle Parv.
And I'm, Chadley Crisolo.
Oh, must be my husband's side of the family. Sorry for my son acting up. Justin, get upstairs right now!
Why?!
Justin, you're such a disease.
Shut up!
Justin, upstairs, now!
Say goodnight, Justin.
Goodnight, Justin. Why do I always get treated like scum?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to pay for the pizza. This house is just crazy. We've got all these extra kids running around, and my brother-in-law drove it from Ohio today. It's just nuts. Here is your money.
How come you didn't bring any more cheese pizzas, you stupid dick?
Oh, nice tip. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Oh, hi, young man. Do you have something for me?
Oh, so just stopping by and wondering, are you having a reunion or something?
Oh, no. My husband's brother transferred to Paris last summer, and both of his kids are still going to school here, and I guess he missed the whole family. He's giving us all this trip to Paris for the holidays, so we can all be together.
So you're taking a trip to Paris?
Yes, we hope to leave tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
Now, if you'll excuse me, this one's a little out of sorts. I'll be right back.
Don't worry about me. I spoke to your husband already. Just a fan of, you know, what you got going on here. The family and, you know, everyone hanging out.
Justin, there are 15 people in this house and you're the only one who has to make trouble.
I'm the only one getting dumped on.
You're the only one acting up. Now get upstairs.
I am upstairs, dummy. Wait. The third floor?
go.
Come on, it's scary up there.
Don't be silly. Andy will be up there in a little while.
I don't want to sleep with Andy. You know about him? He gets all mad and wets the bed and he'll peel over me and be all sour about wrestling like it's 2005 again. I know it.
Fine, then we'll put him somewhere else.
I'm sorry, Mom.
It's too late. Get upstairs.
Everyone in this family hates me.
Well, then maybe you should ask Santa for a new family.
I don't want a new family. I don't want any family. Families suck.
Just stay up there. I don't want to see you again for the rest of the night.
Well, I don't want to see you again for the rest of my life, and I don't want to see anybody else either.
I hope you don't mean that. You'd feel pretty sad if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have a family.
Fuck you, fuckface. No, I wouldn't.
Then say it again. Maybe it'll happen.
I hope I never see any of you jerks again, and I can be all alone. And then someday I'm going to live in my own house and have my own basement and start my own podcast. And I'm going to be a dick to each and every one of you, especially Maritella and anyone else who comes on my show.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. As the years went on, both Scott and Justin seemed to, miraculously enough, have similar life goals. But they grew up in their own unique ways, dude. But there's something that they both didn't count on. That the big man upstairs had bigger plans for all of them, dude. That they were on a collision course, man. And nobody, not Bobby Heenan, not Andre the Giant, not that no-good stab-me-in-the-back Jack Tunney, nobody could turn them from their path. Because they knew, dude, if they followed the demandments of the training, the prayers, and the vitamins, they knew, man, there was nothing they couldn't accomplish. But don't worry, guys. If you get a little weak in the knees, you just strap yourself up to the largest arms of the world, the power of Hulkamania will pull you through. And what you gonna do, Place to Be Nation, when I take these commies back to the decade of my birth with you?
And I don't take trouble for very long.
That night I learned that more than baseballs had gone over that fence, and not one of them was ever seen again, even when some brave kid worked up enough courage to peek over. Because when they went over, they vanished. I knew it was true, because when I looked in there, I didn't see a single solitary one.
Whatever goes over that fence stays there. It becomes property of the beast forever.
Come on, let's go. We gotta get...
No!
We gotta get to the sandlot. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
I'm sweating like a pig.
Let's go. Come on. Where you guys been? We've been waiting here forever already.
All Rotella was perving a dish.
Shut up, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. Your tongue was hanging out of your head, and you was swooning. Oh, Wendy Peppercorn, my darling lover girl.
I said shut up. I've got a lot of things on my mind.
This pop isn't working, Benny. I'm baking like a toasted cheeser. It's so hot in here.
It's 100 degrees out here. You can't play baseball.
You have to call it for the day.
You gotta listen to him, Benny.
Vote then. Anybody wants to be a can't hack it panty waist who wears their mama's bra, raise your hand.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Fine. But just so you guys know, I'm gonna remember this. So what are we gonna do?
If we can find Garvin's dad, we can nip this thing in the bud before it goes too far.
You're not thinking. Imagine all the paradoxes that you could create. You could cease to exist. Is it even worth it?
The Freebirds were amazing. They were an inspiration to us all until that scumbag with his yeah's ruined them forever. If I have to cease to exist for that, then by God it'll be worth it. For our children.
Our children?
You know what I mean. Get me a sack filled with 21 turtles.
Turtles?
You ever been hit with a turtle?
Sadly, yes.
Now multiply that by 21.
Benny would have played ball all day, all night. Rain, shine, tidal wave, whatever. Baseball was the only thing he cared about. But of all the things we ever did besides baseball, going to the pool was what he tolerated best. Even though none of us had ever seen a Playboy magazine, which we constantly lied about, we figured going to the pool was the next best thing to being there. It wasn't really the pool honeys, like we said, because if any of them had come up to any one of us, we'd have just peed our pants. We all went because Wendy Peppercorn was the lifeguard.
Look at her. She don't know what she's doing to us. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah, she does. She knows exactly what she's doing. I've swum here every summer of my adult life, and every summer there she is, lotioning, oiling, oiling, lotioning.
One day, it became too much for Matthew Silverback Rotella.
I can't take this no more. Move!
And he did the most desperate thing.
What's wrong with him? What's he doing?
3 summers of this, I think he finally snapped.
I don't know, but that's the deep end, and Rotella can't swim.
Somebody help him! Rotella!
Somebody help him, come on!
Move back! Move back! Okay, I got him! I got him! Everybody move back! Move back! Roll him over!
Come on, Rotella! Come on, Rotella!
Come on, Rotella!
Wake up! Come on, breathe, would you?
Come on! You can do it! Pull through, bud!
Come on, man! Come on! Yeah, yeah, he looks pretty crappy.
Come on, man!
Oh, God. He looks like a dead fish.
What?
Little pervert?
Oh, man, he's in deep shit.
Oh, God.
Oh,
hey, here's your glasses. Did you plan that?
Of course I did. I've been planning it for years.
You guys, he planned that. He knew what he was doing.
Matthew Silverback Rotella walked a little straighter that day. We had to tip our hats to him. He was lucky she hadn't beaten the crap out of him. We wouldn't have blamed her. What he'd done was sneaky, rotten, and low, and cool. Not another one among us would have ever in a million years, even for $1 million, had the guts to put the move on that lifeguard. He did. He had kissed a woman, and he had kissed her long and good. We got banned from the pool forever that day, but every time we walked by after that, the lifeguard looked down from her tower, right over at Rotella, and smiled. And we vowed that one day, sometime in the future, we would track her down and talk to her all about it on our podcast.
Hey, Ben, want to check out what's behind that shed over there?
That's probably just some old guy with a merkin.
God's name is a merkin.
It's a toupee for your genitals.
Well, God's name would have a toupee for their genitals.
The hairless?
Well, you'd think they'd be happy to be as smooth as Rick Martel's chest.
Who's Rick Martel? Was he involved in D-Day?
Absolutely not. Let's check out the shed. If there's a merkin involved, we'll deal with it then.
We should be so lucky. Those things cost an arm.
And a leg. The expression is those things cost an arm and a leg.
Really?
Really?
Oh my God! This magic moment.
The year is 1993, and everybody knows that the Hitman has just lost the WWF Championship to Yokozuna. Later this year at the SummerSlam, I'm going to beat the life out of Jerry the Burger King Lawler. And then I'm heading straight to the top. I don't care if it's Shawn Michaels, Psycho Sid, or even that slime, Hunter Hearst 4-on-10 Helmsley. The Hitman is taking his belt back because I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Hey, son, my boy.
Dad?
Son, you gotta have the discipline.
I do, Dad. Everybody knows.
Yeah, you my son, tell you, back in Toots Mountain, everybody knows, and it's Timmy. And when Timmy calls me on the phone, he says, he got me there, and I just have to get discipline. And sometimes I just have to say discipline. And Bruce is a piece of garbage, piece of garbage.
I'm sorry I let you down, Dad. I feel like I let everyone down. I feel like I let Mom down, and Davey, and my loving brother Owen.
Discipline.
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 Discipline. Come here, come here. Come here, let me stretch you, huh? Let me take you by the testicles. Let me stretch you. Get him out. And you say discipline. Yeah, discipline. Discipline.
Ow! Ah! Frustrated isn't the goddamn word.
What's happening here?
And young Justin Rosero had just discovered the wonderful world of pro wrestling. So as a special treat, his parents got him tickets to a live pay-per-view event. And by the luck of the draw, by pure, absolute chance, his family was chosen for an interview during the show to air live on pay-per-view. What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. All these voices and shit you're doing, and this is, you're just going to no-sell the most important part of the whole thing?
How dare you accuse Bret Hart of no-selling? The man never hurt anyone. Just do your obscure interviews that no one else remembers.
Oh, wow, what another great match from the 1993 King of the Ring. Fans at home, I hope you're enjoying this event as much as I am. Terry Taylor here from the Dayton Center for another great event for the WWWFWC. I'm excited. I'm just so excited. But you know what? I'm not the only one who's excited here tonight. We've got a family sitting right over here, and the whole family's here, and they are all full of excitement. Let's go over and talk to these guys. How about you, young man? What's your name?
Justin!
Oh, Justin, you're excited to be here. Justin, tell me, who's your favorite wrestler, man?
Yeah!
Okay, well, that's not normal. Dad, how about you? Are you excited to be here? Who are you rooting for in the main event?
Oh, Hulk Hogan, all the way!
Hulk Hogan, all the way. He's going to bring home the WFW. There's my excitement again. Hey, Mom, you look like a Bret Hart fan. Are you a fan of the Hitman?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I'm properly disturbed, and we're not even going to talk to your daughter right now. Justin, you have a great night. You settle down a little bit. You know what? We're going to go back to you, JR. Oh, good. I can't believe we're... I'm Terry Taylor. I invented the five-arm. What is wrong with me? I'm sitting here interviewing a white trash hick family like this. This kid's screaming yeah when I ask his favorite wrestlers. The girl can't even afford shoes. What is wrong with my life?
Hey, Rooster, we're alive, pal.
I know. WFW action!
Not a good day to be the Rooster. Oh, yeah.
With Justin preparing himself for high school while simultaneously falling in love with wrestling, Big Man Scott was taking a different path through his teenage years. In the 1970s, charity and goodwill was suddenly in vogue, as was limousine driving, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun, especially in my tiny little Rydell High School. And with that in mind, Scott spent his high school summers doing good for others and making the world a better place for everyone, from the fat boys in the front row to the women. Woo! The women on the arms of the Nature Boy. To be the man, you have to beat the man. And as far as charity goes, oh, brother, Mr. Perfect, the brain, they had nothing on this guy. Scott spent his summer nights as a summer night.
Woo! Hey, Scott, welcome back. Where have you been all summer?
Matt, I had the best summer of my life, Matt. I met someone. We had the best time.
Get out of here. Who is she?
Well, it's a guy, actually.
Oh, I didn't know you were... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing like that. No, I made a great friend. He's a doctor. Come on in, Doc.
Uptown girl, she's been living in... Hey, everyone, glad to meet you.
Dr. G, this is Rotella.
Oh, Scott told me all about you. You're the silverback.
And this is Armento.
I never get lines in these things.
So what did you guys do that was so great?
Well, we spent all summer serving the poor, working in our community, serving macaroni. I mean, it was magical.
Sounds okay, I guess.
Yeah, hey, we've got a name. We're the Knights of Columbus.
But we're not from Columbus, Ohio.
I don't know, Scott. Doesn't sound too impressive to me.
Maybe if you described it to us in the form of a song.
You are kind of useful, aren't you? I thought you'd never ask. Summer nightin' had me a blast.
Summer nightin' happened so fast.
I met a friend named Dr. G.
made a pail named Scotty C.
Summer days drifting away to the summer nights.
Tell me more, tell me more. I want to hear about that.
Tell me more about that fancy hat.
We got busy volunteering.
We got crazy matching earrings.
Just when we ran out of things to do,
we served spaghetti with tons of ragu.
Summer fun, something's begun. With a summer night.
Tell me more, cause it all sounds so right.
Tell me more, how can I be a knight?
It turned colder, that's where it ends.
But the good news will always be friends.
Now we've got you guys as friends.
We will be knights to the end.
Summer dreams ripped at the seams. But, oh.
Those summer nights.
While Scott spent his high school summers being charitable, Justin was spending his in the ring, kind of being extreme.
That may be the worst Jeff Hardy impression I've ever heard.
I fade away and classify myself as obsolete. Obsolete.
You're jumping Jeff Hardy timelines. They're going to get so confused. We're talking backyard wrestling, and then you're doing a 90s Jeff Hardy, and then you jump to present day. People won't be able to follow this thing.
You're jumping timelines, too.
Which is why we can't add another timeline jump with another timeline jump inside of another timeline jump. It's not Inception. It's a play by podcasters, for maybe fans.
Oh, brother Nero Rosero. Perhaps you need to be beaten into submission. You see, a diehard wrestling fan with aspirations of broadcasting led him down a deep, dark path. A path that housed the scourge of the earth, the destitute, the corrupt, and the, well, losers. Justin had a premonition. He started up his very own backyard wrestling promotion, the WCF. And he and his friends celebrated the birth of their nonsense the only way you can, with song. It's over.
We're men in tights.
We roam around the backyard looking for fights.
We're men in tights.
With referee Rich, we all will school children, that's right.
We may look like white trash.
Watch what you say, or else we'll put out your lights.
We're men in tights.
Always on guard, dealing out lefts and rights.
La 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 la.
We're men. We're manly men.
We're men in tights. Yes.
We roam around the backyard looking for fights.
We're men in tights.
And with referee Rich, we'll all screw Jolter, that's right.
We may look like losers.
But don't get us wrong or else we'll put out your lights.
We're men in tights.
Always on guard, dealing out lefts and rights.
When you want your match fixed, just call for the man in tights!
We're fucking awesome! Jolter sucks! Listen to our podcast for more. No need to ask, he's a smooth operator.
Smooth operator. What I'd like to have right now is for all you fat, out of shape, place to be nation pissants. Keep the noise down while I narrate this thing and show the ladies what a real man sounds like. So these two very different men on very different paths seem to be destined to live very separate lives. However, that all changed on one very fateful day. Tell him, Bobby Heenan. You see, it was fate that brought them together as co-workers at Ascent Media. And it was fate that led them to be working on the same day during the same shift on an evening when tensions were hot and things got a little bit out of control. Despite his day job monsoon, Scott was very much still involved with the Knights of Columbus and had risen up the ranks while receiving multiple awards for his charitable works. But there was a rival organization out there that was not pleased with the recognition Scott and his friends were receiving, for they believed their king was the only one to worship. But their works went largely unnoticed, and on this cold, blustery Halloween night, they enacted a disturbing plan and made their presence felt to all the humanoids in the dimly lit parking garage deep in the bowels of Stamford, Connecticut.
All right, boss. I'll go ahead and finish up this schedule, and then I'm going to head home and get ready for this Halloween party.
Sounds good, Scotty. Have a good one, and be careful out there.
Hey, you ready, Scott? I'll walk out with you.
Sure thing, Steve. Let's go.
You know, Scott, I always hear you talking about wrestling, and I have to admit that I'm a pretty big fan myself.
No way! That's so awesome, Steve. You know, I have to say I'm a pretty big Triple H fan, but I really am a student of the game and have studied lots of footage.
Nice. Let me ask you, what do you think about the Macho Man, Randy Savage?
Kid me? He's one of the all-time greats. A legend, amazing worker, babyface heel, one of the greatest.
And what do you think about Jerry Lawler?
Well, I don't know. I always thought he was kind of overrated, you know, the whole strap-down thing. That's really his only move. Never really had a true classic match. And then he came to WWE. What did he do? Some of those weird King's Court things, couple of crap matches with Piper. Nothing on the big stage at all.
Wrong answer, Scott. You have disrespected Jerry Lawler long enough. It's time to pay up, motherfucker.
Steve, what? Did you set me up? Are you in the... You're in the Knights of Lawler! You son of a bitch!
Sorry, pal. I've worshipped at the altar of Lawler for years, and I am tired of you making false claims against him. You're surrounded by the KOL, and you should just give it up now and admit Lawler is the one true king.
Never. He sucks, he's terrible, and he's a pervert, and you're all fools for praising him.
You just couldn't leave well enough alone, could you, you motherfucker? No, you had to push it. Well, now you're going to pay.
How about a pile driver, Will?
Get that bitch shit! Son of a bitch!
Oh my God!
Yeah. Okay, well, he's had it. That's enough.
Shut up!
He can't even stand up.
That don't mean shit.
Will, he's had enough.
Chad, shut up. I'll decide when he's had enough.
What's wrong with you, Will?
Well, as the king always says, an enemy deserves no mercy. And puppies!
Hey, you're crazy, man.
Stop! That is enough!
Who the fuck are you?
It doesn't matter who I am!
Oh, great. A fucking rock mark.
Oh, great. A fucking rock mark. I'm just a guy that respects good quality WWF wrestling and strong, dedicated WWF diehard fans. And Jerry Lawler fucking sucks.
You fucking idiots don't learn. Watch the fucking Memphis footage.
It's remarkable that these men could even be considered fans.
I mean, he's no Ted DiBiase, but he's certainly a cornerstone in modern wrestling.
Let's check out this new company called Honor Wrestling. What is it?
The one with the gay tag team?
The same.
You know what? Fuck you, Will!
I can't believe you hit Will.
I know, did you see the expression on his face? That was cool.
Listen, I know that we just started out as foe, But after that courageous act, you showed against the one they call Will. You know, maybe someday we could become friends, you know? Friends who ride majestic, translucent steeds, shooting flaming arrows across the Bridge of Hemdale.
I would follow you into the Mists of Avalon, if that's what you mean.
Hey, you want to see something that only three people have seen? Here, look. See that black smudge right there on my underwear?
Yeah.
Look at it closely. Pretty recognizable signature.
No.
It's Triple H from WWE.
Why do you have Triple H's autograph on a martial arts weapon?
Well, I bumped into him, and I just took off my underwear, and you're not going to get Triple H's autograph.
Why your underwear a martial arts weapon? I would have done the exact same thing, though. Now, do you want to see something really cool?
Dude, of course!
Grab that VHS tape and look. An industrial-strength VCR that still works perfectly.
Holy Santa Claus shit, dude!
Can you imagine if you had this when you were 12?
Even better, I got it when I'm 40! You know what's amazing? You can record in three different speeds!
Right?!
Yeah, I can't believe I've been working here for 2 weeks and I'm walking around this place thinking I got a huge douche for a coworker. Secretly, you're not a douche. Let's play a game, okay? On the count of three, name your least favorite wrestling manager. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Lou Albano.
Okay. Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to. One, two, three.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you'd sleep with? One, two, three.
Jack Campbell. Who?
What?
Do we just become best friends?
Yep.
You want to go do podcasts in my basement?
Damn straight, yep.
So Scott and Justin hunkered down in Justin's basement, baby, and began to sketch out their podcast future. Hard times were not had, baby. With American dreams of big guests and millions of downloads, their minds raced with ideas, but one area they struggled with was coming up with the name of the show. But they came up with something that even the son of a plumber can't connect with. It was a little bit sugary and a whole lot sweet.
Yeah, Frank here has got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's what do you call it, Kramer?
Billiard room.
No, not billiard. Not the billiards. It was...
Billiards room.
Come on already. Come on, we call it the...
The place to be.
The place to be, yes, the place to be.
Then I shall be there.
Hey, yo, take a look at the name they chose. The name stuck. They needed just one more piece of the puzzle, man. They wanted contributors. They wanted the bad guys. They didn't care about HTML code. They didn't care about writing pieces ranking the seasons of 24, man. They didn't want to be dealing with no Dustin Nichols, man. They needed to do this stuff, and Chico, they broke out the Rolodex of friends and acquaintances from websites gone by, Chico. Of course, some personal battles were included as well, man. CWO, we're going to cut you up. First, they traveled to Colorado by way of Israel, man.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any games. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water out for Rudolph, 'cause there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe in Jesus Christ's divinity. I'm a Jew. A lonely Jew on Christmas.
Geez, you know, Scott, I never really gave it much thought before what it must be like to be this Jew on Christmas.
Oh, whoa. You can't say that.
What do you mean?
You can't call a Jew.
You just did. You called him a Jew. He called himself a Jew.
I didn't say this Jew. you know, it was a tone.
There was no tone. It was Lonely Jew on Christmas. This is him. It's our duty to help all of the Lonely Jews.
Yeah, I am extremely lonely.
Why, friend?
I've just got so much to give. Every week, I take a walk around the web to find these fascinating, sometimes left-wing things, and I just want to talk about them, to share them with the world.
I do not like where this is going.
Now, Scott, different viewpoints are needed if we're going to make this podcast a success. We need someone like this Glenn Butler, this lonely Jew, to balance out all of the casual racism.
Actually, my name is Hiram Bolschenboig.
Nope, that won't do. You're Glenn Butler from now on. Get in the fucking car.
Hiram Boyd. This is the one month that you should be glad.
Cause it's nice. Then they stop for coffee at Katz's Delicatessen, Chico.
So what do you do with these women? You just get out of bed and leave?
Sure.
Explain it to me. What do you say? What do you do? How do you do it? Why do you say it? What do you do?
It's a lot of questions, Vince, but, you know, I tell them I got an early meeting, an early haircut, and an early squash game.
You don't play squash?
Well, they don't know that.
You're an affront to all women, and I am a woman!
Hey, I don't feel great about this, but I don't hear anyone complaining.
Of course not! You're out the goddamn door too fast!
I think they have an okay time.
And how do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? I know.
Because? They?
Yeah, because they...
So you do. You know, really, that they're, you know.
What are you saying? That they fake orgasms?
I mean, it's possible.
Get out of here.
Why? Most women at one time or another faked it. You think I didn't fake it with that battle axe Linda?
Well, they haven't faked it with me.
And how do you know? We can be very deceptive. I once blasted Linda with a hose to get that shit off for it.
Because I know. You don't think I can tell the difference?
Oh! Oh, yes! Unbelievable! Anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation! The boyhood dream has come true for Shawn Michaels! Hulk Hogan! Aretha Franklin! Oh, yeah!
I'll have what she's having.
What? A hose right to your pussy? I'll blast your pussy with a hose, Dan McGinn! And none of that sprinkler shit either! Straight power stream right to the uterus!
I like how often you say the word pussy.
And I'm not talking about no cats either!
We should form a posse of some kind.
Like a sexual assault posse?
I can't see how that would go over well.
Maybe a handicap match or I beat up a cripple posse?
No.
I bring your daughter to work and then beat the shit out of her a couple days before her wedding, posse?
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? How about a pussy posse?
Alright, doesn't seem that strong, but I guess it'll do.
How would you like your pussy posse to take a detour through Place to Be Nation?
You get an older guy named Armento on the team?
Yep.
You get a lumpy silverback that we can ridicule and slash impregnate?
Absolutely.
I'm in! Claire, get the fucking limo!
What place oozes machismo more than the Bronx? I guess Miami? I guess Cuba? Survey says they went to the Bronx. One more for the good guys.
Come fly. Are Scott and Justin around?
Yeah, I think they're in the back.
Well, we can't accept that.
I didn't give it to you. I gave it to your son. He works for that.
That's right, my son. And I don't want my son involved in what goes on here.
Involved in what? What are you talking about?
Please, I'm not stupid, man. I'm not stupid. You know what I'm talking about. Just stay away from my son. My son, Chad Campbell.
Hey, you stay over here. Chad, why don't you go outside? I'm going to talk to your father.
No, I'll speak to my own son. Chad, wait outside. And please don't tell anyone about Lex Luger and how he should have won at Starrcade 1988.
Look, first of all, Will, I respect you. You're a stand-up guy. We're from the same neighborhood.
Texas?
Whatever. But don't ever talk to me like that again. I tell your son to go to school, to go to college.
No. You don't understand. It's not what you say. It's what he sees. The clothes, the cars, the money. It's everything.
Yeah, he's going to see those things and more. We just signed a pussy party.
Whoa, a what?
Place of Nation's on the rise, and Chad Campbell's coming with us. You had a good run with him at PWO, but he's ours now. You see how I treat that kid? I treat that kid like he's my fucking son.
No, wait. He ain't your son. He's my son.
He's what?
He's my son.
Hey, you know what? Get the fuck out of here.
I ain't afraid of you.
Well, you should be.
No. I'm calling Johnny Sorrow.
Who's that? Some guy who's all sad and has a pile of non-wrestling fans at his house for every pay-per-view? Does he have a very large garage door and he liberally opens and closes and declares his love for all things WWE?
Wait. How do you know Johnny?
Hey, fellas, this Jamoke here hangs out with some sad guy named Sorrow. Hey, Jack Campbell's ours, Will. Hit the fucking bricks. You're out.
Where in the holy hell is Little Boston, California?
We have a sinner here who wishes for salvation. Daniel, are you a sinner?
Yes.
That's right. It's a sin to be named Daniel. There's only one Daniel. Daniel Bryan! Oh, the Lord can't hear you, Daniel. Say it to him. Go ahead and speak to him. It's all right.
Yes.
Down on your knees, Daniel. Pray to him. Look up to the sky and say it.
What do you want me to say, Eli? What do you want, huh? What do you want?
Daniel, you've come here and you've brought good and wealth, but you have also brought your bad habits as a backslider. You've lusted after women. We call that demotoing, and you've abandoned your child. Your child that you raised, you have abandoned all because he was sick, and you have sinned. So say it now, I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
No. Say it louder. I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Louder, Daniel. I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Oh, Lord, I am sorry. I want the blood. You have abandoned your child.
I've abandoned my child.
Say it. Say it louder.
Eli, I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my boy. Give me the blood. Give me the blood, Eli. Give me the blood and let me get out of here. Give me the blood and let me get away.
Why do you keep calling me Eli? My name's Jordan. Jordan. Not Eli Cottonwood. That's the mustache guy from NXT.
I don't know what that is, Eli.
Gosh.
Should we take the preacher?
Oh, yeah.
Man, this voice is hard to do.
Yeah, inoffensive, probably.
Where do you hear my Mr. Fuji impression?
For Kerry Silken's sake.
That's mine! I say that! They go next to Beverly Hills.
Look, guys, I've got to get going. One more final and I'm a junior. Hopefully. Good luck, guys. See you guys later.
I'm going to go turn the paper in. Paper I wrote. I'm going to keep trolling the comments at CWO. I just think it's the thing to do. Later, man.
Can I talk to you guys? You guys have made my life very difficult the past few days, and I have a hard decision. Should I stay with the CWO or move on over to the PTBN? It hasn't been easy, because I love you both. You may not believe it, but it's true. Travis, Serpent Sky, I can't accept this. Wait, please. Justin and Scott, have a nice trip. I can't go with you. Not this time. I've made my choice. And I choose me. I hope you understand. I just can't overcommit to anything right now. I'll love you both till the day I die.
So, Todd's staying at CWO? Guy's got issues.
Yeah, we'll see how long he stays there when we burn that bitch to the ground.
Wait, how do you burn a message board down?
Wait, how do you fuck a monkey?
What?
You just do it, Scott. You just do it.
I choose PTB.
Hey, we're back with the Wealthy Awards. And
next, they visited the floundering teams of the ABA.
Every time you jive turkey?
Did you just call me a jive turkey?
No, no, you didn't. You called you a cocksucker, right? Right, D'Amato?
Yeah, yeah. I just called you a cocksucker.
I'm pretty sure he just called me a jive turkey.
Oh, no. Come on now, Reese. Nobody called anybody a JT.
Jive turkey is a little over the line, my man.
Look, we were all here. We all heard what was said. We're all in agreement that D'Amato said cocksucker. Am I right?
He said you suck cock. That's all he said about you.
Oh, come on, dig into that fondue, you little cocksucker.
We like funny games, don't we?
We do. We're playing right now.
I know. Well, I'm going to show you guys this game that I learned when I was in fucking NAMM.
No. Come on.
He's got a gun.
Come on.
He's got a gun.
All right.
Ha! Gun's not loaded. It's not loaded. You should have seen your goddamn face. You motherfuckers.
There's no bullets in there.
The gun wasn't loaded.
I'll see you fuckers in hell.
I did call you a drive turkey.
Hey, Reese, I know you slept with Miss Godfather.
We're saying nutty things because they're not true. I'm just going to toss this gun out on the table.
Hey, Reese, you wanted to skip onto this homicide and come do a wrestling podcast with us?
Is there a shock wall?
Don't even know what that is.
You will. Later, Jive Turkeys.
Finally, they arrived. Again? You had D'Amato and Roger at a strip club again? How much money do these guys spend on strippers?
Don't mock what you can't understand, you monster.
Yeah, I'm the monster. Let's just get to the erotic ravine. Good God, what a name.
Yeah, of course I remember him. He was buying shots for everyone. Nice kid. You must be so proud.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Okay, do you remember if he left with us?
Yeah, y'all were leaving together. You almost forgot this one right here.
Okay, we need to get to the bottom of what happened here.
Fuck that. Why are we looking for Chris Zelma when we got this hooah right here? You want a tag team, a cowboy? I'm going to grab her by the,
That'll cost you double.
Oh, come on, Daniela, you dirty little pig. You can do better than that. You know you want it.
Of course, you stinking animal. What's with the monkey?
Ooh!
We should strike force her ass.
We should go all killer bees on her ass.
I haven't offered you my ass.
You're in a strip club with a monkey running around it. Your ass best be for sale.
We're going to go wild Samoan on your ass.
We're going to rhythm and blues your ass.
Hey, we going to wait till they run out of tag teams?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
We're going to Rock and Roll Express your ass.
We're going to Jim Johnston your ass.
We're going to Deuce and Domino that ass. You cheap hua. Weird, I love it.
And with the crew now assembled and the CWO torched, the legend grew. The shows rolled on and the numbers increased. Feedback was read and shows were reviewed. Cam Newton was torn down and Matt Hardy was the asshole of the week. After weeks of being stalked, I showed up and the downloads went through the frickin' roof. They were soaring and scoring! Watch Ring of Honor! Adam Cole, baby! Superkick!
This is the Place to Be podcast.
We're here with J.J. Dillon.
To do worse than Josh Richer.
And the winner of this year's trivia contest is Jay Hinchy.
Join us in welcoming Kevin Kelly to the broadcast.
Well, episode 200 is in the books, Scott.
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
I like Big Dick. Wait a minute.
We finally got him. Welcome DDP to the program.
I'm El Giante.
You didn't fucking cheat.
Oh, Derek LaRue in the morning zoo.
Now, this is a story all about how Brad's life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute just to sit right there. I'll tell you how he became a prince of a town called Bel Air, Woods, New Jersey. In West Philadelphia, he was born and raised on the playground where he spent most of his days nerding out lonely, dressed up like a fool, watching all the cool kids shooting hoops outside the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in his neighborhood, he lost one little fight. His mom called him a pussy and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air, Woods, New Jersey." She stuck him in a cab when it came near the license plates and fucked and had Brad shed a tear. His mom again just called him a pussy and told the cabbie to leave and take him to home to Bel Air, Woods, New Jersey. He pulled up to a trailer about 7 or 8 and he cried to the cabbie, "Why does nobody love me?" And he looked at his kingdom. He was finally there to sit on his throne as the clown prince of Bel Air, Woods, New Jersey.
So now you're just ripping off and aping everything. Is that what this is?
I always wanted to do Will Smith.
Can you just do one properly? Please, it's important for plot.
Fine. So as Scott and Justin enjoyed unparalleled success, there was one man that sat back and soaked it all in. He was friendless, lonely, and sad. His parents treated him like dog shit, and he had no toys, games, or joy.
Bradley, get the fuck out of the living room. Your new mom's coming over, and we need to watch Showgirls again. So go sit in the shed and watch the birds.
Look at this shithole.
This is where old wrestlers go to die.
Is Don Morocco the champion of this promotion?
I don't know, but I think Tito Santana is fighting.
I hope he's dressed as El Matador.
Wait, what?
The bullfighting character, the one where he finally got over.
Who are you?
Except for when he snuck into his father's office and downloaded podcasts to kill the meandering hours of his day. The audible slice of heaven would whisk him to faraway lands with larger-than-life characters as his guide. He began to look up to these podcast hosts as role models. And as his fandom grew, so did his envy.
I love podcasts. These hosts, they're like role models to me. I wish I could be a part of
them. Shut the fuck up!
And then one day he snapped. He stumbled across the Place to Be podcast and remembered one of the hosts from his childhood. It was a fella named Justin. And he had a huge family, lots of toys, and plenty of love. He hearkened back to a Christmas Eve many years ago when he was mulling around their house as they prepped for vacation. He was always jealous of Justin and always wanted to be his friend. And now this guy, Scott, obsessed with DVDs, made up words, and Triple H is his pal, and record hours and hours of podcasts. It was then that his mind was made up. He would destroy Scott and become the new co-host of the Place to Be podcast.
I'm going to destroy Scott and become the new co-host of the Place to Be podcast. Then I'll have tons of friends and will be loved across the internet. And then nobody will ever be able to ignore me again. I will run the audio world.
See, there was this one time where Brad was interviewed by his school's radio station. And, well...
Hey, Brad, what do you want to be when you grow up, pal?
I would like to be a managing editor or lead director, possible owner-operator of a large pop culture website with a giant staff so I can have 100 friends and then nobody can say no to being my friend.
It was a sad, sad state of affairs.
So you finally dropped the impressions.
I'm tired.
You're weak.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Finally, the Kelly has come back to New Jersey. And the Kelly has heard all about the antics of a certain tailgate party. That jabroni Justin Rosero and that candy-ass Chris Golo took their freak show on the road. They piggybacked off the millions and millions of the Kelly's fans when they were honored with the Kelly's presence on their Rudy Poo podcast. They used the Kelly. They used the People's Hermaphrodite, and their audience grew. So they got their group together for an afternoon of revelry in the parking lot of the MetLife Stadium before WrestleMania 29. How did it go, Justin?
Oh, you know, it was pretty good.
It doesn't matter how it went. Oh, yes. Yes. I nailed you. Oh, it feels so good to do that to someone else. They did a tailgate party and people came. Oh, that made my year.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. You know, who would have known that our little podcast that we started on a whim would bring so many people together?
Hey, guys. My name's Brad.
If I may, JR, it really is a pleasure to be here with you fine gentlemen today.
Hey, guys, my name's Brad.
Hey, guys, my name is Chad Campbell. I play with the big boys at WCW. I am, oh, by God, Ric Flair. I am also the Sack.
Chad, great to meet you, man.
Hey, guys, my name's...
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the managing emperor of Marvel.com.
Hey, great to meet you, Ben.
Yeah, we've met.
I like the cut of your jibe.
You're dating yourself, Scott.
You just seem to be the bee's knees, baby.
Again.
Anyway. I feel my search for favorite person on the planet has taken years of my life. I've scoured high and low, and finally, I feel that I could say with absolute definition that you are it. Where's your arm?
What arm?
Ha! That's how you deal with it. That's all good, bro. I'm happy to be here with you right now in this parking lot.
Well, thanks, man. I bet this meeting is the most important thing that's ever happened here.
Yeah, I think... Well, not really. Is it? Let me look.
Scott.
Yes, hold on. All right. The Devils won the cup here in 95. Let's see. They beat the Red Wolves.
All right. We're not going to make you. We're not listening to this while we're in the middle of a party here, okay? Just looking the shit up.
Oh, the boss had sex in a limo back here in 86.
Oh, no. Is this where that arsehole actually tried to convince us that he was going to tap out Brock Lesnar?
Or where they gave us a special foregone conclusion match in the main event?
Let's not forget about the amazing tag team title defense from the most over guy in the company.
Kane?
Yep, that's exactly who I meant.
At least the right guy went over in the Ryback match.
Mark Henry?
Oh my God, I forgot that ever happened.
Let's blow this joint.
All right, I mean, nice to meet you, Ben. We got some other comics guys. You can go over there and meet Tim and Nick.
Oh, great to meet you, Ben. We were just talking about our favorite comics creators. You know, mine's really Mark Miller. I love the way he works incest into all of his stories in a subtle way.
Yeah, he's pretty great, but I'm more of a Mobius guy myself. What about you, Ben? You must be a bigger comics geek than any of us. You work for the damn company.
So who do you like?
Rob Liefeld?
What? Why?
Chests. I like chests.
Hey, what's up, fuckfaces? Where the who is at?
What do you mean, you heathen fuck?
You know, the who is. The scrags. Where the prostitutes. You know, the broads you pay to bang.
If you want to talk about who is, how about, whoa, Ric Flair pouring out his legacy by wrestling in the WWF.
Did that Jamoke really put out while he was up there?
What are you talking about?
Hey, I don't know. What are you talking about? I'm trying to have a frank and honest conversation about getting some trim, and you're bringing up a 60-year-old dude.
Are you telling me you wouldn't have sex with Ric Flair?
Let's not get carried away. I'm not saying that. Definitely not.
Yes or no, would you let the greatest group of all time, the Four Horsemen, run a train on you?
What kind of train? Is it a bullet train?
Sacrilege! The Horsemen took their time. They romanced you. They tended to your every need. Yes, even your small little needs, sir. Well, the Paul Roma team did anyways.
Hey, guys, why don't we move inside? We do not want to miss that Wade Barrett IC title defense on the pre-show.
Yeah, whatever. Can't wait to see Triple H come out.
Well, that'll be much later.
Think he won't be wearing a shirt?
I can't imagine a world in which he'd be wearing one, so...
Good.
Hey, guys, I'm Brad.
Does anyone remember that hindsight guy from the Blog of Doom? God, what a fucking douchebag.
That was me.
Hey, bud, who are you?
I'm Brad. I risked my life driving through the mean streets of New Jersey to meet you.
Brad? That's a stupid name.
Brad Armstrong was a wrestler in WCW, also wrestled in Japan.
Great.
Everyone shuffled inside to see the thrilling contest between Miz and Barrett, except for Brad Hindsight and Ben Morse.
Don't feel bad, Brad.
They call me a douchebag.
Hey, douchebags are useful. Trust me. I know. Here's my card. You'll know when to call. You'll know.
Deprived of tickets, the comic book nerds also stayed outside. Where they belong, really.
Hey, man, what was the deal with that Ben guy?
I mean, Rob Liefeld? Has he seen his Captain America?
Has he read even one issue of Youngblood?
Would Captain America be able to lead the Youngblood?
Stupid fucking question. Obviously he could.
The nerds raged on into the night, arguing the merits of Youngblood and Captain America's enormous chest. When they got to the argument about Superman fighting Hulk, I just checked out. Right out. I mean, it's obvious who would win. You can't hurt the Hulk. You can't. He's the Green Giant Rage Monster. Oh, what is happening to me? Come and smash! Smash! Arr! A few weeks later, things took a dark turn during a podcast recapping Unforgiven 1998. As always, the boys were reading feedback from their loyal listeners, but one bizarre piece of feedback brought a real dark mood upon the show and its host. So much so that they needed to take a break after reading it.
RAPIC Savio's back here in the morning zoo. All right, let's get to SummerSlam, okay? The free-for-all matches, that's on my Coliseum home video, Austin against Yoko. Here he does have his Ringmaster theme. Here where he surprised me because I feel like they're going to change his theme. Oh, well. Anyway, Austin gets a win thanks to Yoko's Bosch Banzai drop. Okay, our first match now. This is a treat for me because it was the day after my birthday. I just turned 9, so this is a big deal. Owen Savio Vega, great match, 13 minutes, and like this was just after great opened. Two great ones in uppercut mid-card is just one solid mid-card worker, so it worked. And I kind of like both these guys, and then interference from Bradshaw made it even better. Then we get the guns against the New Rockers. Nothing much to say here, so moving on. Sid Bulldog, it didn't really work for me. 6 minutes, really? Here's the match that saved the night. Goldust Mero match now. These guys knew how to work in the ring. Mero was more of a high flyer, and Goldie was more of a brawler, and Goldie's move, the curtain call, was a real cool move, and this match had everything. Goldie got the win, which I'm fine with. Now we get the Boiler Room Brawl, which I got pissed when Paul turned on Taker. He gave Mankind the urn. This is like a hardcore match with a lot more edge, because this turns WWF was getting edginess from where was going on down south to Turnerland. So it works. The main event, Shawn Vader, wow, was awesome. Shawn won. Enough said.
And after that, they took a deep breath, reset the recorder, and read the next piece of feedback, which was much creepier.
Dear Justin, you still ain't called or wrote. I hope you had a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the tailgate, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Chad. That's my imaginary little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. I waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours, and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man. You're like, you're my fucking idol. He just wants to be like you, man. He just wants to be you more than I do. I ain't mad, though. I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met at MetLife? You said if I'd write you, you'd read my feedback? See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew Misawa either. He used to always be in the PWI 500 of a Hogan. And I can relate to what you're saying in your shows. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Because I don't really gut shit. So that shit helps me when I'm depressed. I even get a tattoo of your name across my chest. Sometimes I even cut my hands to see how much it bleeds. It's like the adrenaline. The pain is a sudden rush for me. See? Everything you say is real and I respect you because you tell it. My imaginary friend Chad is so jealous because I talk about you 24/7. But he don't know you like I know you. Justin, no one does. He don't know what it was like for poor people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'm your biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, BW. P.S. We should be together, too.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why. Got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window. And I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be gray. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Hey, Kev, are you okay?
Yeah, why?
You kind of snapped and turned into some kind of rage monster for a moment there.
What?
You don't remember just what happened a minute ago?
No. Maybe these Christmas stories are getting to me.
Maybe?
You want my ass?
What's happening to you?
I'm changing.
Let's just narrate the story. How about that? You just keep rolling on. Next one.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, the feedback just kept coming in and in. That Jezebel Ashley Cruz wrote at least once a fucking podcast. And the son of a bitch, Derek LaRue, complained like a scalded dog every chance he got. And for the last time, yes, yes, I'm talking about a dog that was burned with boiling water. You ever seen a dog burned with boiling water? It's bowling shoe ugly. It's scalded. Finally, after slobber knocker after slobber knocker of feedback from Brad, the boys finally screamed, Brad Woodling! Brad Woodling! Brad Woodling! And invited him to join the gang.
All right, since you finally had the decency to introduce yourself to us, I figure it's time we brought you on board.
Thank you, sir. I just think there's so many places we can go with this site.
You know, I absolutely agree. Have you ever heard of Chatterbait?
Yeah, I have.
It's fucking gross, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, anyway, I think we should branch out beyond wrestling. Nobody else does that.
Oh, we could do something about Seinfeld.
What are we going to do about Seinfeld? Like, watch the whole series? What kind of losers have that kind of time on their hands?
Look, I'm sure there are plenty of losers at that kind of time. It's the internet.
What we should do is rewatch 90210. Much better show.
Well, we can do one episode and then just never touch the goddamn thing again.
You know, I think you guys are on to something. Seinfeld, 90210, chatterbaiting, parades with hoes, and these are all – we've had a great brainstorming session. This is amazing. Now, we need to be bigger than a wrestling site, bigger than the normal kind of, you know, porn site even.
Oh, who said anything about
– We need to be a pop culture site.
Yeah, like Bleacher Report or 4-1 Mania.
Yeah, exactly. You know, kind of like a Brazzers situation.
Can we hold on a minute? I feel like you keep U-turning us back to the porn.
Well, no, I mean, come on. We're keeping it classy here. Brazzers is more than a porn site. It's, you know, it's...
Go on.
Well, we need to branch out, though, and we'll find a whole group of writers. You know, have you ever heard of a Fat Buff Inc.?
Is that like Breitbart?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd like to be Fat Buff.
Are you sure? Because it means growing out your goatee and alienating all the women on planet Earth.
Now, how about this guy, Morse, Ben Morse? He works for fucking Marvel, man. Marvel.
Yeah, I like Ben.
He's my favorite person on the planet.
Great. And don't forget him. It's fucking Marvel, man. They're the greatest company in the world.
Yeah, you know, we could get Tim and Nick, too. They really know their comic shit.
More than Ben, who works for fucking Marvel? I think not, man. It's fucking Marvel.
All right, we get it. Fucking Marvel.
You know how lucky we would be? We would have to say it first before we even talk about our own sites, guy. We have to put over fucking Marvel.
How can I get you to stop saying fucking Marvel?
Or you can start by wiping that fucking marvelous smile off your fucking marvelous face. And you can give me a fucking hero. A fucking Spider-Man, Captain America, Silver Surfer, some fucking superpowers, and some parents that are dead.
Whoa. Who are you talking to? You don't talk to me like that.
And I really don't care for the way you guys left me in the middle of that fucking New Jersey parking lot all by myself while you had to go in for the fucking pre-opener in Mania. And all those fucking nerds standing in the fucking parking lot with all those naked men.
Wait. What?
I want fucking Ben Morse right now.
We already brought him in. He's on board.
Why are you taking that tone with me?
Tone?
Oh, you're fucked.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, all right.
Going to ruin your life and take your place at Justin's side.
Huh? What? What'd you say?
Nothing. No.
Ha ha ha! Masafuji is... Nope. Not doing this. They went to the Rumble in Pittsburgh.
Could you just do like Rick Martel instead?
You're ha ha loser!
Man, this Royal Rumble trip was a godsend. I mean, sure, the Rumble sucked and Justin almost died of some sort of bubonic plague, but it's a great break from the site.
You're telling me, Steve.
Incidentally, you need to get that next NBA team podcast in.
Oh, I'll do it as soon as I get a chance.
Yeah, it just, you gotta work around the clock until it's done.
I already work around the clock.
I mean, I also don't see why WWE doesn't do War Games instead of the Royal Rumble. Get the Midnight Express back and bam!
Chad, it's 2014. The Midnight Express are dead and buried.
Legends never die, Glenn.
No, they died. Murdered.
What kind of fucked up parallel universe is this?
The kind where we're back to calling them the Berenstain Bears.
What are you talking about?
That hurts, Chad. That really hurts. I work hard on that column.
Hey, do you guys think Brad has been working us too hard?
Us?
I mean, I won't even do a show named after the two of us with him.
Yeah, I feel like this little pipsqueak, Chad Lee Criscolo from Philly, is really pushing us. I barely have time to work on my erotic memoirs. Do you guys trust this, Jabron?
What exactly do you do here?
I'm on staff, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. You really hit that word on, though. Are you implying something?
Hey, Jack and Jill walked up a hill.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Hey, oh, and Jill's pregnant with triplets now. That's what Brad feels like. It feels like he's impregnating us with triplets.
I don't know. He seems nice enough. I walked in one day, and he was screaming at the top of his lungs about revenge. You think that means anything?
Yeah, I'm gonna revenge fuck my way up the East Coast.
Okay. No, I know what you mean. The other day, he was like, why aren't you walking around the web every day like the guys at Vivid? What is Vivid?
It's porn, you ignorant fucks.
Look, guys, I think at worst, Brad is a bit of a control freak who just wants the site to succeed. He's not some revenge-driven maniac like D'Amato here, or some obsessed Dusty Rhodes fan board game playing motherfucker. He's just a guy trying to make his way in this galaxy.
Hey, here? Why here?
You don't want to. You don't want to. You're not interested in catching that Daniel Bryan Bray Wyatt match. 3 stars?
Where the hell are Claire and the Cowboy?
What are you talking about? You think Batista is a better wrestler than Daniel Bryan?
Animal!
This is insane, Cowboy.
But I told you from the beginning, this first show I've been to, 15 years, Batista was my guy, he's the animal.
Who says that?
Biggest motherfucker
in here. Who says Batista's their guy? What are you wearing?
He's the animal.
What is that t-shirt? Is that a Usos t-shirt?
I got an Usos t-shirt, you jack off. But this is Batista. The animal hunts alone.
They all had a Batista t-shirt tonight? I can't believe that idiot won the Royal Rumble. The guy waltzes back in here after, like, what, 5-6 years off? And they don't even put Daniel Bryan, the best wrestler on the planet, in the Royal Rumble? This is an outrage.
Daniel Bryan, all I've had to hear this whole trip is, like, I said, I haven't been involved too much, but
yeah, no
all
kidding.
I heard about how great this Daniel Bryan guy was. Guys, my size, loses his only match here. Everybody wants him to come in. He doesn't come in. Everyone gets pissed. Everyone, you know, you're going to chase the animal off. The animal's the best thing you got right now. You're going to chase him off. He's going to be in fucking Hollywood. He's going to be an A-list actor, and you're going to be stuck holding the bag.
This is ridiculous. Do you think he's going to be an A-list actor? Are you freaking kidding me? This guy can barely talk on the mic, can barely move right now. I mean, he's not even over. Did you hear the boos tonight? There's no way that could be.
Because you guys are all fucking stupid and don't know how good you have it. Daniel Bryan, sure, because of this reaction, some idiot is going to cave and say, hey, let's make this guy the main eventer. He's my size. Put me in a couple matches. You know what happens? I end out in the fucking hospital. That's what happens. That's what's going to happen to that little piece of
shit. Oh, come on. Daniel Bryan's got at least 15 years left in his body. This guy takes care of himself. He's a vegan. He eats right. He's going to last forever. There's no way he falls apart. You saying Batista is going to be an A-list actor? That's like saying Donald Trump could be president. Just riding that night because I sleep all day.
The year progressed well until the rap party from the first Christmas play. There was a rap party? Where was my invite? I was the star of the damn thing. I made Aaron George's script sound like Shakespeare. Shakespeare! Christmas plays? Why are we even doing Christmas plays?
It's the most wonderful.
Ho, ho, ho!
I'm back.
And I as well. Sure, we fought to the death in the play, but there's no reason you and I can't join forces for your secret Santa before I pound his ass to oblivion.
You're gonna do what to my ass?
It's an expression, my son.
For who? For what?
Many things. Many fabulous things.
It's Secret Santa time!
It's been a great year, everyone. Thank you for all your efforts and hard work this year. Let's see. Here's the first one.
Okay, let's get this party started.
Are you just going to hand the presents out willy-nilly like that Santa guy?
You going to micromanage me, Jesus?
Just, you know, I am the reason for the season.
Oh, yeah? You think that's right? There's a Spider-Man ornament on that tree. What in the holy hell does Spider-Man have to do with you?
Hey, I died for your sins.
Uncle Ben died for his.
Who's Uncle Ben? The rice guy?
I've never met a savior so ignorant to pop culture.
Okay, but there is a rice guy named Uncle Ben, right?
Yes, but how do you not know who Uncle Ben is?
I just said he's the rice guy.
I am a living saint, and I have to deal with this nonsense. I do nothing but bring presents to the children. I'm like Wu-Tang.
You're a saint. I'm Jesus.
No, I am the saint, you white bread asshole.
Okay, Santa, let's just pull it back a little bit. Oh, it's Christmas. Come on.
Oh, hell no. You pull it back a bit. Santa's life matters. You expect me to sit up here and put up with Jesus and his white privilege?
Hey, buddy, I'm Middle Eastern. Don't put that shit on me.
Jesus, this took a turn.
Can we just do the Secret Santa?
Fine, fine, fine. This one is to Tim from Ben.
Hope you like it, child. I'd hand it to you myself, but you know.
Oh, it's the complete Chris Claremont's new Excalibur.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
You know, if I could have one thing for Christmas this year, it'd be a Blue Yeti mic for all my podcasting.
And if I could have one thing, it'd be getting my life back. But Ted Ginn over here with the holes in his hands took it from me.
We were fighting. It was a fist fight.
And what in the hell is Jesus doing in a fist fight?
Just let it go, man. Come on, let it go.
And you best not be thinking about singing that song by Adele Dazeem. To Chad from Jordan Duncan, that's the next present.
It seems like a severed head wearing an Atlanta Braves cap.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Okay, okay, this is to Justin from D'Amato.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry,
Jesus. It's a photo album of every time we've hung out.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to get something to say thank you. Thank you, guys. I really cherish our friendship.
You know what? That's genuinely nice. I was not expecting that. Let's see what's next. To Dan McGinn from D'Amato. You got two?
You know what? I just want you to know, D'Amato, you know, Team V for life, that I appreciate your friendship, too.
Oh, really?
What is this?
Hey, it's a box of cocks.
There it is. All right. To Nick from Steve Willie.
Six bottles of bourbon.
Yeah, that'll last you.
Ah, done.
Whoa. Nick, that's really not good for you.
Just call me Big Blue Busick. Get me my cigars. Get me Harvey Whippleman.
Get me Harvey Whippleman. I know just what to do with that lady boy.
And I'm not sure what that's all about. But I'll tell you what, though. I've never wanted to move on to the next house more in my life. This one is... Oh, it's to Steve from Scott.
Whoa, it's a Blue Yeti mic.
I just knew how much you wanted it.
Oh, thanks, Scott. You're the best.
Oh, no problem, Steve. And there's one more. Since there was an odd number of people, so I had to get your present as well, Brad. Merry Christmas.
Oh, this is the exact same size as Steve's present. It's got to be a mic. Let's open it up here. It's Harry Christmas?
Yeah, figured you could hang it on your wall.
Is this human hair? Like human hair glued to spell out the words Harry Christmas?
Yeah, it's my hair. Luscious, isn't it? Saved it all year. You have any idea how hard it is to human shape hair to words?
I guess it would be hard.
All right, anyways, Merry Christmas, everyone.
And if I may, Place to Be Nation is more than just a place, you know. It's a platform for all people to come and partake.
Jesus Christ, could you hit those peas any harder, Brad?
What?
You're killing those peas, killing them. It's embarrassing.
That's why I need a Blue Yeti microphone.
Not even talking into a microphone.
Beautiful, baby.
Yeah, you tell him, Scotty.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what else? No one likes Ring of Honor. Only you. You keep pushing it on us. We don't give a shit.
Ring of Honor is the greatest wrestling on the planet. Ring of Honor is great.
Well, so are the Eagles, right? Right? Right, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I think I murdered someone.
Yeah, whatever. You think you're so great, Brad, with your big title, Managing Editor. Ooh. Guess who gave you that Managing Editor title? We did. We did. We allow you to be the managing editor. We're managing you. Between your peas, the Eagles, your weird infatuation with Chris Christie.
I mean, well, technically, he's a Dallas fan, but I mean, I guess he does have some good ideas.
I gave you my hair! My hair. From this body. My hair. You're the only ingrate here. Real fucking Heinz Scrooge.
Heinz Scrooge. You know, in the business, they call that a callback.
Come on, guys. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin. We need to talk to you about Ben. This guest...
Guys, look, we already got one Heinz Scrooge here. We don't really need another one, you know what I'm saying? Let's go have a drink and have a good time.
Have you ever read that series, Tim?
Yes. It's terrible.
I don't think Ben Morse knows anything about comics.
Excelsior!
We really need to get to the bottom of this.
When the voices in the darkness call out to me, they call out from as high as Olympus. But you cannot have darkness without the absence of light. Those who have darkness in their hearts can only feed on the souls of mortal men. But in the souls of men lies not only the power to wound, but the power to conceive. When a man and a woman love each other very much, they come together to create life. But the zygote created does not know right from wrong. It only knows destrucity. Volcanoes don't make the world work. Ben Morse don't make the world work. Ben Morse lives in a volcano. He is a warrior.
Welcome to my underground lair.
I can't take it anymore. They're burying me. Burying me.
Tell me, my young apprentice.
They just don't respect me. They make fun of my peas. They take away my gifts. They won't listen at all when I try to move us further and further away from pop culture and wrestling into other more, you know, slightly exotic, sexier avenues.
I see.
Hey, what's wrong with your arm?
Don't worry about it.
Looks like it is it missing?
I said don't worry about it.
I don't know how much more of this I can take.
You didn't take much.
Anything else, Mr. Morse?
Oh, that will be all, Moribund.
As you wish.
What happened to his voice?
I took it. I like to take things. When you've had something taken from you, you start to covet. Then you take. Have you ever taken anything, Bradley?
Taking a lot of shit.
I don't mean that. Moribund!
Yes, Master.
Do you miss your voice?
No, sir.
Do you wish you had it back?
No, sir.
Do you miss your penis?
No, Please do not use that word with me.
Why not?
It's just so sterile. You wouldn't want to say it in the heat of the moment.
That's true, you would not. This is why I keep him around. Hold my scepter, Bradley.
Sure.
Moroban, you may leave. How do you like that scepter, Bradley?
Oh, it's lovely.
Does it make you feel powerful?
Yes.
It's Moroban's penis. I had it fashioned into a scepter as a message.
Of?
That I'm a taker, and I want you to be a taker too. Take their abuse for now. For years, I've longed to tear those two PICs asunder. Years. And now, with Marvel's resources at my disposal, my goal is finally within reach. So take their shit. And then, when they least expect it, take their show from them. Stay close. And when the time is right, we'll strike and bring them all down. Scott, Justin, that psychopath D'Amato, all of them.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take all of it. I'll take every inch of them. I'm going to put my dick on the table and I'll show them who's boss. I'll make them regret their penises.
Okay. You do that.
Superkick! It's my podcast! Superkick!
And that about wraps up our biannual edition of the Steve Carino Show. Tune in next year. We'll do some great topics like what ifs. Like, what if I never decided to do this podcast ever again? Anything you want to add before we leave, Steve?
Superkick!
Well, I guess that about does it.
A woof woof, Dan!
Basil, keep it down.
I said woof woof, Dan!
Sorry, Steve.
Superkick!
See you next year, everybody.
All right, and we're out. Boy, Dan going into business for himself again. You got that one recorded, Scott?
Yeah, hold on. All right, I got it. I swear, Dan, I'm going to kill that fucking dog of yours.
Hey, Scott, listen, I know.
Okay, Steve, buddy, we'll talk to you soon.
Superkick!
Great.
Superkick!
Oh, just hang up on him.
Superkick!
I swear, between Carino only seeing superkicks and your fucking dog barking, I'm amazed we have a coherent podcast. I feel like killing all of you.
You know, Scott, that's a bit harsh, no?
Hey, I'm a professional. I'm going to murder both of you. You want to try me, McGinn? I'll come to your house, I'll murder you and your fucking mutt. Good night.
Brad, seriously, what's with this guy?
No idea, but we're still recording, right?
Oh, you bet your ass we are.
Excellent.
Yo, bro, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I have a transmission to make. Excuse me.
All right. Good night, Brad. Basil, too. You okay, big boy? Come here, boy. Come here. Give me some love. Who's your daddy? Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, daddy loves you.
I love you, too, Dan. I love your sweater vest collection the most. Superkick!
Is this what you wanted to see?
I said the junk yard dog. Junk. Not some dog sex man thing.
I would have rather seen yellow dog.
I would have rather seen anything.
So are we going to watch this guy get busy with this dog?
I guess. So good. All you need is a partner that know how to move. And the rest are real easy. Just stick to groove.
Behold the king. The king of kings. And next we go to Dan McGinn's house, where the game is changed for Scott Griscola. Bring that sweet ass over here. I think by now you know that I am that damn good. I am the game. Have you ever been stagecoach, Griscola? Let's get to McGinn's place.
Hello? Who's there?
Woof woof, Dan!
Basil, too, off! I gotta get my shirt back on.
So, this is who you got engaged to?
What? No!
Bradley?
Yes?
Let's just say your gift came in very, very handy.
Now to Chris Scolo's
How's, hey, Scott, have you ever been given a cerebral assassinator?
All right. Yeah, fucking Christ. Sells cookies this late. Jesus. I owe D'Amato $50, I guess. Oh, good evening, officer.
Are you at Scott Crispolo?
It's Scott Criscolo.
Fuck that Gary Michael Capetta and his stupid pussy.
It's very late, sir. Can you explain to me what this is all about?
You explain this to me, you sick son of a bitch.
Looks like the jawbone of a rat.
It's a fucking dog, you monster! Not even in Argentina do we do that! Can't you read the name on the tag?
Basil. Like the herb?
Mr. Crispolo, have you ever had contact with a dog named Basil? Have you ever spent a night in his queen-sized, man-sized bed?
Well, I killed a dog with a sword last year, but other than that, not really, no.
And you feel that's appropriate behavior, you fucking pig?
Well, this was last Christmas. Statute of limitations has certainly passed.
Limitations on what, you fucking asshole? Murdering dogs?
Well, it was barely a dog. I mean, it was like the size of a mouse. Besides, it was like a year ago.
Well, then, do you care to tell me who killed the dog this year? Was it that Ludwig Burger?
What's all the dogs dying?
You tell me, asshole! You're the one who's killing them all! There was that Triple H poster left at the scene as well. There's an absurd amount of human hair. Like the hair that trickles down your chest and your back into your ass crack.
So what are you saying, officer?
I'm saying, Scott Crispolo, that you're under arrest for the murder of Basil II. Also for killing Dan McGinn. He was about to marry that fucking dog and he took that from him.
Ow, cuffing me out. Well, you shouldn't marry your pets anyway.
Hey, don't push your political agenda on me, pal. Let's go so I can get back to Argentina for Christmas.
Ow. Jeez, ow.
Goodness.
Scotty is taken away to prisoner, where I await him, I give him, the blue blood special,
Yo, what's going on here? It looks to me like Scotty C is in trouble, and as he needs his old palsy wowsy on the dub dub double. Rub dub dub to pout in the tub. Sorry. Restart that. Yo, what's going on here? It looks to me like Scotty C is in trouble. And he needs his old palsy wowsy. Sorry. Yo, what's going on here? It looks like to me like Scotty C is in trouble. And he needs his old palsy wowsy in the dub-dub-double. Rub-dub-dub to pow. One pow goes up, one pow goes down. The drain spins around and around and around. Life just happens wherever it does. I must help my friend, and the reason is because...
Hey, pal, we're in jail now. What are you gonna do now, huh? Oh, no. He's gonna puke. I love jail. All the strange things I see in here. Look at what they're doing to Bret Hart. What a maneuver. What's Criscola gonna do in here? Point of fact, what's anyone gonna do in here? Anything could happen in the Connecticut State Prison System. We've got to get him out of here. Get him out of here! For God's sake, get Scott Criscolo out of here!
What are you doing?
I'm doing Vince.
I do Vince.
Yeah, but I knew them, man. I've been screamed at by that man.
It's mine. It's my thing, Kevin.
All right, let's do a Vince off.
Vince off?
You're fired! The product of my semen, my son, Shane!
The product of my semen, my son, Shane!
Bah! Body drop.
Bah! Body drop.
That snake better have been devenomized.
That snake had better have been devenomized!
How's the voice?
ride.
Mission accomplished. You do it. Scott's in jail, where he met Vince.
I've been a bad, bad girl. I've been careless with a delicate man. And it's a sad, sad world when a girl will break a boy just because she can. Don't you tell me to deny it. I've done wrong and I want to suffer for my sins. I've come to you because I need guidance to be true, and I just don't know where I can begin. What I need is a good defense, because I'm feeling like a criminal. And I need to be redeemed to the one I've sinned against, 'cause he's all I ever knew of a love. Oh, hey, Chris Golo, I thought I smelled danger shampoo. How you doing today?
Hi, VKM. I didn't know you were in here.
Oh, what are you doing in my prison cell? They didn't have their own room. Why are you even in jail?
I've been framed.
Framed? Oh, here. Me too. I was definitely framed. I didn't sell those steroids. I didn't kill Owen Hart. I didn't kill my wife. I didn't kill Bertha Faye. I didn't kill her. What are
Linda's
you doing
dead?
Here?
Linda's dead.
Who? No, I said my wife. Rita Chatterton.
No, never mind.
It's in the Sutton case notes. Go
wrong.
Read them.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, you did nothing wrong. Then why are you here? People just don't go to jail because they did nothing.
I was framed, and I don't know who did it, but I'm going to find out.
Listen, Chris Golo, I believe you. You've never been nothing but truthful and forthcoming with me, pal. So let me tell you, I want you to take this card, take this number. I want you to go visit my very personal, my very own lawyer, Jerry McDivitt. He won every case he's ever been in. At least that's what he tells me. I just write him a check, and it's done. It's over. And then we changed the name for Dirty F because I wanted to, not because we lost. He's never lost. He's the best. You'll get off with him. And I mean get off. You'll be part of the Pussy Posse. Me, Claire, Armento, Rotella. Remember that when that was a thing before you rebooted everything and kicked me to the curb?
VKM, you were in a coma.
I think there's something wrong with this thing. I thought we were going to 1994.
Well, Vince is in jail. You think maybe we strayed into some parallel dimension where Vince was convicted for the steroid thing?
Maybe. Check the newspapers.
Okay, well, let's see here. Here, we go to the sports section. Who is the WWF champion?
This is a new world.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Let me see.
You get there yet?
Yeah.
He's like 80.
It seems that Ted DiBiase is one half of the tag team champions with Hornswoggle.
Alan!
You know what, Chris Golo? Before you go to get McDivitt, before you go make your one phone call, I have one thing to tell you. My mind's telling me no! But my body's telling me, yeah! Maybe I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody. But there's something I must confess to you. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. I don't see nothing wrong. Hey, baby, hey, I don't see nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. With a little bump and grind, nothing wrong.
See, I know just what you want, and I know just what you need, girl. We'll
podcast was in shambles. I have a son named Kane. I'm not sure why I told you that. Just so you know how it works, though. I had an affair with my Undertaker's mother. How's this for a time paradox? The Undertaker's father is Sheamus! Crazy, right? That pale Irishman left her so disappointed! She was driven into my arms! Then my Undertaker burned my face! Kane! Can the Place to Be Podcast recover, or will they rest in peace?
I mean, I'm not sure what to do here. We need to stay on schedule. We have to stay on schedule. The worst thing you can do is start a podcast, start a website, shut it down, restart it, go on vacation, reboot it, come back with a YouTube channel, shut that down and do nothing else, and then tweet about it, and then tease that you're coming back and have another show and have another website, and then you just need to stay on schedule. We need to have a weekly show, but that's impossible, Brad, with Scott in jail.
Well, I mean, I
you know what we need to do, Brad? This is what we need to do. We need to go find me some replacements. Now, go.
First, Brad pulled one of the Brady's mics from the cheese steak.
So, honestly, Steve, did you have an issue with the fact that Al Wilson basically denied his daughter's wishes and then had crazy, wild honeymoon sex with Dawn Marie?
What about Jervis Cottonbelly?
I mean, nobody knows who that is.
Razzmatazz.
He traveled next to the Motor City.
All right, JD, so how do you feel about Kane?
There's still a spot. There's still a spot. I can't get out of here, stupid spot. It won't come clean. It won't come clean.
Are you okay? JD, are you okay, man? We're on the air, you know.
My hands. My hands are they're never going to be clean. They're never going to be clean again, Justin.
Get it together, man. We're live, pal.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Not bad. It's in the books. Not bad. Not bad.
All right, Brad, who do we got west of Michigan? Who? CRZ? Yeah, all right. Yeah, that'd be amazing. He's like one of my internet heroes. He and the Chocolate Rain guy shaped my early 20s. Get him. Let's go.
All right, CRZ with you. I have no idea why I could not be less relevant in 2016, and neither could WrestleMania 4, which is what we're talking about. Not only does it have the Trump connection, oh, that's why we're talking about it, but it's got to be one of the most god-awful, interminable cards in WWF history.
I kind of liked it. The tournament, the Battle Royal, the Uke.
The what?
Euchre. Bob Euchre. Uke.
Oh, yeah. Is he still alive?
I don't know. Maybe.
Man, it's just 4 hours of boredom. And if you had the network, there's got to be 100 other things you could watch besides this.
I don't know. You got Andre Hogan 2 or 3, whatever it is at that point. You get Duggan on there. That pisses off Scott.
Nah, Scott. Who is that?
He's my ex-podcast host.
Oh, Jesus. You going to bring up your ex the first time we do a new podcast together? Isn't that a little bit rude?
Yeah, I mean, sorry. You know, he's my old PIC. I thought you could be my new PIC.
Wow. You're really using the term PIC? That really grosses me out to no end. Let's not use PIC again, huh?
All right. I'm sorry. Let's change the subject. Did you hear, CRZ, that there was a former wrestling blogger that actually had the balls to run for mayor in his own hometown? Like, he thought he could just review Raw and then go run a major metropolitan city. With no experience.
Yeah, well, first of all, that was me. Second of all, you know, we didn't call it blogging when I was doing it. I was just a damn recapper. But, you know, it was $20. There were 35 people running. And by the way, I came in 21st. And I love Minneapolis, and I would have done a great job running it.
All right. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to offend you, buddy. Like I said, you're like one of my biggest heroes and on the internet. And even before I even knew what the internet was, I was reading your stuff somehow. I don't know. But I knew it. I felt it. And you're my guy. So I'm really sorry.
Well, listen, other than effusive compliments, you've done nothing but be annoying.
All right. I'm sorry. Can we just review the show?
Yeah, let's get this over with because I really got to go out and play Pokemon Go some more.
All right, okay. I'm sorry. We're gonna turn this thing around. So Scott Keith, he gave Warrior Hercules 2.5 stars.
Star ratings? Oh man, you know what I feel about snowflakes, man. Fucking snowflakes. Scott Keith, are you kidding me? Are you bringing up Scott Keith too?
No, I didn't bring him up.
You know, I hate Scott Keith.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I actually don't hate Scott Keith. That's just a rumor, but everybody says I do.
Oh God, I can't keep up. All right, I feel like we really got off on the wrong foot. Maybe I'm just a little nervous. I'm a little uptight. You've been reading your work for so many years, and I kind of copied your style a bit because I loved it so much, and I have your stuff memorized, man. I mean, Steve Blackman, Walking, you know, How Do You Like Me Now, Cool Mo D, like all that stuff, man. That's me. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. Okay.
Well, yeah, I wasn't the first guy to say Walking. You do have that right. And, you know, as a self-hating narcissist, I do love the compliments, and you have been keeping them coming. You know, maybe we can start over and make a go of this thing.
Okay, good. Let's start over.
All right. Wait. Brad's telling me something here.
Brad, why are you even here, Brad? Why are you passing CRZ notes?
Holy shit. JR, you hate the Timberwolves? Is that true?
No.
What the hell?
No, it's not true. The logo's just a little ridiculous.
No, you know, this just, you know, you can compliment me all you want, but the truth is, I think I hate you.
But I love you.
See you, JR.
New York City was next! I killed a drifter there once!
Alright, guys, I am really pleased to announce my special guest host this week. The one and only, the purveyor, the king, the master of Marvel.com, Ben Morse. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this just isn't going to work. Get me the other New Yorker.
She's just 16 years. Oh, wrong station. When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for you, lady, but now I take it all back, 'cause you gave me all your pussy, and you even licked my balls. Leave your number on the cabinet. And I promise, baby, I'll give you a call next time I'm feeling kind of horny. You can come on over and I'll break you off. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth. 'Cause I have never met a girl that I love in the whole wide world. Guess who's back in the motherfucking house? Snoop J.A.D. with these nuts in your mouth.
That's not gonna work.
To the summer residence of Ted DiBiase, he went next. Oh, yeah!
So I'm getting paid for this, right? You knows I need my fuck money.
Yes, Virgil, you're getting paid.
How much, man?
Well, you know, we have this Amazon link, PlaySimulation.com/Amazon, I think. Or is it Amazon.com? I can never get it right. But we'll toss you whatever we get from that.
Okay. Throw in an Olive Garden gift card and a couple PB&Js, and we got ourselves a deal, brother.
So you literally want me to make you sandwiches?
Hey, man, these candy cane pants aren't going to fill themselves out. Look at these chicken legs. Virgil hasn't eaten in a motherfucking fortnight. That's 2 weeks for you uneducated folks. Also, check me out at the Parkview Plaza community production of Romeo and Juliet. I'll be playing Tip.
How did you get that part?
I slept with the director.
You don't feel that's like a conflict of interest?
No, man, he didn't have any problem with it. He says I could be a star. And if I nail this part, maybe I can get to play the male lead next time. He's going to take me straight to the top.
All right, I can't deal with this shit. All right, let's get to the Backlash 2006. So God comes down the aisle.
You got them sandwiches?
I can't stop to make you sandwiches. We got to get this done.
Okay, then, can I crash on your couch when we get through?
No, Will's sleeping there tonight, and then you're going home after this, all right? You're not staying here.
Are you going to put the former million-dollar champ and a wrestling superstar on the streets?
Can we please just talk about wrestling? Please, one of these hosts just talk about the goddamn pay-per-view we're on. Backlash 2006.
Oh, okay, but you know you got a big squirrel population out in your backyard, right?
Just get the fuck out. Just go. Get out.
Hey.
He even traveled to the Great White North. Rest in peace, Justin Rosero.
I'll tell you, the Hall of Pain was a hell of a time.
Oh, man, it was amazing. You ever notice how shiny Mark Henry's back is? Like, that thing is glistening.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You know, that's probably what saves women who are underneath him.
I don't have the energy. What?
Well, no, but think about it. If he's on top of them, right? Like you'd think that they'd be crushed, right? But, like, he can't crush them because they're just slipping and sliding around on there in that. Right? Nothing else makes sense. I mean, he's a large man. He would crush them. He would absolutely crush them. What do you think he smells like?
Justin Creep Rosero had enough.
I don't know what to do, Brad. We need to replace Scott. I've been telling you for weeks.
Maybe. And just maybe the answer has been right in front of you the whole time.
You know what? You're right, Brad. I can't believe I didn't think of this before.
It would be my honor to...
Get me Will from Texas!
Curses.
Justin and Will clicked right away until a certain Aubrey came strolling into their studio.
All right, so, I mean, I hope everyone's been enjoying the show so far. I think, Will, I think this has been great. I mean, we got a pretty good rapport. I mean, I miss Scott, obviously, but, you know, so far, out of everyone that's been in the tryout seat and the casting couch, you're doing the best job, buddy. I'm having a great time talking a little Starrcade 94 with you here tonight.
I appreciate that, man. You know, Hulk Hogan had a phenomenal year that year, you know, and I think he really improved the WCW.
Yeah, in some ways, but maybe not always. I mean, it's kind of sad the way they treated Steve Austin. And Aubrey,
yeah,
do you have any?
But Hogan was money, man. He was gold that year. Come on.
Yeah, he was okay. He was okay. Aubrey, what do you think? Do you have any takes on how they treated Steve Austin or what Hulk Hogan did for WCW?
Look, I mean, you guys are the experts, right? I mean, really, isn't it just like, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think about it? What's your favorite tag team? Let me ask you this. What's your favorite tag team?
Probably the Hart Foundation. How about you, Will?
Well, current or?
Yeah, all time. I think all time.
All time.
Oh, from all time. The Midnight Express.
Man, it figures you guys would go right to the work rate. You know who ruled? The Bushwhackers ruled.
How did the Bushwhackers rule?
The Bushwhackers, they popped the crowd. They went around. They gave high fives. They did that thing with their arms. They brought Jameson out of the crowd. I mean, you know it's not real, right?
That doesn't matter. It was garbage.
Right. Who cares? We know it's not real. Obviously, we're here talking about it.
You know that this is fake, right?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you can't make me suspend my disbelief, what's the point?
Man, I knew you guys wouldn't understand. You're so-called experts, and yet you don't know about – there's writers. There are writers involved.
That's new, man. That's not from 1994. There were bookers back then. There weren't writers. And the writing today sucks. That's why we shouldn't have writers.
All right, guys. Maybe we should just – I don't know. Maybe just take a break or something here. And we'll cool off a bit. We'll come back after the break. We're going to
Wait. Stop, man. This is bullshit. This idea that writers should be writing wrestling. Wrestling wasn't meant to be written. It was meant to be performed in front of a fucking live audience, in front of a crowd, to get emotional response, real emotional response, not this play-along shit that this fucking asshole likes so much. That fuck this fucking convoluted,
all right, bench,
so fucking bullshit.
All right, let's
you're not part of the show. We are.
All right, listen, guys, let's just take a quick break, okay? When we come back, Will, you'll still be here. We'll talk some more Starrcade.
No, I'm not going to be here, dude. Fuck this.
Come on.
Dude. Fuck having that asshole on this show. If that's who you want on your fucking show, I'm fucking done. I'm out. Later.
Will! All right, we'll be back after this. Brad, what the fuck, man?
With that,
Justin led Brad, who immediately opened a transmission to his master.
They still won't give me a chance, sire.
Patience. Patience, my young apprentice. In time, they will come to you. In time, this will all be yours.
Hey, hey, Brad, I got an idea. Wait, are you talking to a hologram?
No, no.
Don't you take this from me, Cobra Commander. Take these spores.
No! No! Not the spores! I'm a citizen of Cobra Law!
So am I!
No!
Well, old Scotty C was in tough shape. Yes, he was. There's an old wives' tale that states that once chickens start to feather, their eyes grow as big as their penises. Looked about time for me to leave this prison. I hope that the shores of Rhode Island were as pretty as he said they were. I hopes that I'd be able to navigate the sewers of full of excrement underneath this godforsaken prison. I hoped I'd see my friend Justin Dufresne again.
Why are you talking like a black guy?
I'm not. I'm talking like an old prison survivor.
No. No, no. You've gone full roadblock.
I've not gone full... What are you even doing here, Cobra Commander? How do you manage to shoehorn yourself into these things?
Scott, Look, I feel like I haven't seen you in a couple of years. I hear things. Bad things. Like Scarlet has a penis, bad things.
What's all the penis mentions?
It's my body, and I choose.
Well, I suppose once I see Justin Dufresne again, I can get all the answers I need.
You really, really feel it's appropriate for you to keep on speaking that way?
I am God.
It's cultural appropriation.
You're appropriating being a snake.
I am a snake! I was hit in the face by spores in Cobra Law!
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm a citizen of Cobra Law!
Okay, what does this, any of this have to do with me?
I hear things, you crazy black man! I know! Who framed you, Chris Colo?
You did? You do? Who?
Yes! Destro told me!
Destro? Destro framed me? Oh. Silver-headed fuck!
Right? Right? What a piece of shit, right? Then it changed to gold? Oh! I wish it were that simple. I wish I could sick you and your Black Lives Matter people on that sniveling piece of Euro trash. Oh, that meathead Serpento. Oh, he makes me so mad.
Well, clearly not Destro. Then who framed me?
Oh, it was Ben. Ben Morse?
Ben... What? And just like that, my mission became crystal clear. Much like the Emperor Penguins mate with one for life, I thought I had found something in Mr. Morse. I thought wrong. I took a deep breath and started to leave.
Wait!
What is it, Cobra Commander?
Take me with you!
It's kind of a tight sewer. I really don't know if I...
My pussy hurts!
Alright, goodbye, Cobra Commander. Rotella... Rotella? You've been here the whole time?
Absolutely.
What the hell are you so excited about? I don't know if I want to ask that, but... What?
I just feel jazzed. So jazzed about this escape.
Still don't know how you get out of here.
You see that picture of Lita Ford on the wall?
Hell yeah!
I've been digging you out of here for the past month.
What? Where the hell's all the dirt?
Zoinks! I've been eating it, Scoob.
Zoink? Why are you calling me Scoob?
Because I'm a wacky, crazy guy. Wait, I'm supposed to improvise here? I don't understand excitedly. This is going to be great. They dance about the room in the most fanciful fashion. Then let dive head first into the hole, Scott. Anonymous kangaroo.
And with that, Scott left. And now I'm the talk like a black guy. I guess anyone could be a narrator in this piece of shit.
We got some work to do now. Ooh. Where are you?
Ah! Now Brother Rosero needed to be taught a lesson about love. The kind of love and generosity that Brother DiBiase has shown me over the years. Justin finally broke down and gave Brother Woodling Hindsight a chance. A chance to read from his book of love. His precious Place to Be podcast. I love you.
Place to Be Nation, we are presently in perhaps the most pungent of eras in the world of professional wrestling. People have been petrified for the day when the Place to Be podcast would reach December to Dispember, but here we are.
He went on destroying peas and all the goodwill that Justin and Scott had built up over the years.
Oh, God, look at this fucking feedback, Brad.
You need to fix that guy's mic. And if you're going to use music to introduce yourself, it needs to be Shebop by Cyndi Lauper at the very least, and Walking on Broken Glass at the very worst. Also, what were the dates of the wrestlers' birthdays? All wrong. All. Imagine, the explanation I have to give to Triple T Hamilton. He's going to beat the shit out of me for recommending his podcast. Have you seen his videos? Have you seen my nipples? My nipples? In the videos? Seen the sun? Get it right.
I don't know what to tell you, Brad. I wanted to give you a shot. Well, I mean, I wanted to still do the show when you're the only one left. But still, since you jumped on, the numbers are down. We're getting schmocked. You're popping peas like a fucking heroin addict.
The peas are not my fault. It was a near fucking stroke. I wanted a mic for Christmas, too.
Why are you even using so many words that start with P? You know you have the problem. Did you have to use the word pontificate?
Well, Scott does.
Scott just makes shit up, Brad. He makes words up all the time. If he uses real words, it's a fucking win. We all win when he uses a real word. We need Scott back. We need to make the Place to Be podcast great again, okay?
Hell, that son of a bitch, Criscolo, ran like the goddamn wind. He's lucky the cops didn't grab that son of a bitch by the collar and stomp a mud hole in his ass. He ran and ran, was to the edge of the waterfall. Tommy Lee Jones, that mealy-mouthed little bastard, caught up with him and asked him if he wanted to do things the easy way or the hard way. If you want Scott Criscolo to do things the hard way, give me a hell yeah.
It's just me and you in the studio, okay?
It looks like it's gonna be the hard way, and that's the bottom line. Because Kevin Kelly said so.
This is it, Criscolo. We're at the end of the line, you hooah. I've chased you to the end, which wasn't much chasing. The end of the sewage pipe, which is pouring into some sort of ravine. You get the metaphor? It's a cock. It's a fucking erotic ravine.
I didn't kill that dog.
I don't care.
Oh, evolution.
Hey, Hachi Machi, Flippity Floopy, I'm Justin. Justin Rosero. I do a podcast with Scott. I let him make up all kinds of words. I don't even care about the English language. I can't tell the difference between Giant Gonzalez and Borat. I'm Hell Gigante. I'm going to play a 15-minute musical interlude because my partner loves Triple H. Zip, zippity-doo. Now we're at the rap party for the Christmas play next year. I think it's so funny that I got Kevin Kelly, the gentleman that he is, to sing the Sheamus song. Hilarious. Let's go to the party. Also, I'm Justin Rosero, and I'm a big jerk.
Hey guys, you know, I just wanted to thank you for all your work in the past year. It's, and I'm sorry, Scott usually does the speeches, and anyway, you guys have been great. That's it.
You're welcome.
Okay, man, thanks, Ben. I gotta be honest this year, it's been tough without Scott. I mean, let's give a big hand to Brad for pulling us all together. He went above and beyond this year.
Thanks, man.
You know, you have no idea how much Scott really loved you, Brad. Honestly, I didn't even want to bring you in. I don't remember you from the tailgate. Everyone tells me you were there, but I mean, it was Scott that pushed for it.
Oh, He
was so happy to give you that hairy Christmas thing last year. He so happy. He worked so hard on it. He said, you know what? Brad would get a... He's the only one who really would get this joke, and he'd get a kick out of it. He'd hang it on his wall. Anyways, everyone, to Scott.
To Scott.
To Scott.
I think we've made a huge mistake.
What do you mean? Here, take these pills.
Thank you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it.
Did you foresee Scott giving me an incredible thoughtful gift?
He gave you his hair. His hair! Which was useful in framing him, but a complete disregard for you as a human being.
No, I mean, he meant well.
He never meant well. As far back as I've known him, he was a merkin-wearing piece of shit.
Hey, guys, my penis is on fire!
I could write a thesis on the use of the word penis in this piece.
Scott loves big penises himself.
Aww.
All right, to Scott. Scott. Right, yeah, all right, yeah, yeah.
I can't take it anymore. It was me. I framed Scott. I put it behind bars. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Oh, my goodness. It looks as though Brad has passed out. What a crazy guy, right?
We need to say something.
Yeah, it's time.
Justin, we need to talk to you about Ben.
About Ben? Come on, again? What are you guys, two DC fanboys or something?
No. Well, yes, one of us, but that's not the point. Ben is...
Jesus, Ben, what are you doing? You just killed Tim Cable and Nick Duke and Greg Phillips, too. He wasn't even doing anything. He was just standing there minding his own business.
I also slit Russell Sellers' throat.
No, right... Who's Russell Sellers?
Exactly.
Why did you kill all the nerds?
I hate nerds.
All right, good enough for me.
I can't take it anymore. The body is buried beneath Hog Mountain.
Good enough for me.
Wait, just one minute.
Andy Helene, what are you doing here?
I don't believe that Mr. Ben Morse knows anything about comics at all. I think it's all a front for some sort of... for some sort of evil second life he's leading.
Come on, Andy. He works at Marvel.
I am Marvel.
See? He is Marvel.
Who was the artist that helped Stan Lee create his most iconic comic characters?
Easy. Todd McFarlane.
Greatest comic book movie of all time?
Fantastic Four 2, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Name the Robin that dies at the hands of the Joker.
Jim Jones.
Finally, where's Superman from?
Lipton.
Blipton? Blipton? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
I mean, to be fair, I wouldn't have known any of those things either.
You wouldn't have known that Blipton was incorrect?
What's Superman?
I can't take this anymore.
Damn it! Helene just killed himself in a big old nerd rage!
Oof, that was a gimme.
I can't take all this death. It's with a heavy heart that I announce the official end of...
Whoa, wait!
What? Scott Criscolo?
Scott,
aren't you supposed to be in jail?
He was, until me. I, the man with the plan, the cheese with the squeeze. I broke him out. I saved his life. I murdered the cop who was chasing him.
Why is there so much goddamn murder in these things?
And I know who framed me.
Who?
It was me, Justin. It was me all along.
Ben, why? What's your problem? You got the best job in the world. You work for Marvel.
I hate comic books.
But you get to go to all those things, and you get to chat with Stan Lee, whoever that is, for fuck's sake.
I hate all of it. I took the job at Marvel for their limitless resources, all in an effort to destroy Scott Criscolo.
Why?
The shed? The Merkin? That was a damn good wood chipper you fed my arm into.
Well, you lost a bet.
My arm was eaten by machines. I wanted to be the store shortstop for the Pirates.
You what? The Pirates? Gross.
You never respected me or my limbs. You took my dream from me, so I took your freedom from you.
Look, I've recorded this entire conversation, and as long as the file doesn't get, you're going to jail, Ben.
I see this contest will not be decided with our knowledge of the Force, but by our skills with the lightsaber.
Oh, God, what's going on now? Lightsabers? This thing is completely off the fucking rails. How are you going to have a lightsaber duel with one arm?
All these things end up with a guy with one arm. When we last left Scott, I was but the learner. But now, I am the master.
Only a master of evil, then. Don't do it, Ben! I have the high ground.
Ah!
Why, Ben? Why? We were like brothers. You were the chosen one. You were my favorite person on the planet. I loved you, Ben.
I hate you.
Jordan, do you have another grave under Fuck Mountain?
In Cog Mountain?
Whatever.
Well, I had already dug one, but it was for myself.
You did it, Scott. You saved the day. You are the hero that these podcasts needed. Three cheers for Scott. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
What are we going to do with the comics guy's bodies?
Hey, JD, just keep digging.
No problem. I need to dig another one for this lady I ran into with a shopping cart at my job.
Hey, where's that music coming from?
Well, you know, there's only one way to cap off an adventure like this. With a world-class dance number.
That sounds like a great idea for this medium.
Hey, Scotty, will you join me on the dance floor?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
I'd like to join, too.
Get in the corner, Brad.
Nobody puts Bradley in the corner.
Oh, my God, Justin is lifting him up.
Ah! Oh, that felt great. What do you want to do now, Scott?
Let's watch something. How about Barely Legal? Nah, fuck that. WrestleMania 2000, what do you think?
You know what, Scott? For you, anything.
So the gang all sat down and watched Triple H dominate an entire roster of better, more capable workers, and all was right with the world once again. The end. Thank God.
Hey, Kev. You know, I just want to say I think we got off to a rocky start tonight. I just want you to know that I miss you. I was super excited to work with you again and hear your voice, and I just got a little carried away. I miss our us time.
I know. Listen, it's on me. I've just been so busy lately, and when I read in the contract that I'm stuck doing another 8 of these stupid things, I lost my mind. I'm sorry.
Look, it's okay, bud. Me too. Why don't we do this? Before you tell us what happened to everyone else at the end of this thing, how about you and I finish strong?
You got it, bud. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold out there.
This evening has been...
been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell,
I'll take your hat. Your albino hair looks swell.
Thanks. I ought to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
But
it's cold outside. See, wasn't that great? We didn't have Dan mucking it all up. That's us right there.
All is right. Once again in the world, Justin and I continued our long-standing friendship.
Why are you so fucking pale? Go get a tan.
I love that guy. Glenn Butler decided to take a transatlantic cruise.
I'm the king of the world!
And then he hit a giant iceberg and slowly sunk and died. Andy Flanagan finally connected with his longtime love and son.
I love you, Janae.
But she died of AIDS the next day, and he found out the kid wasn't his. Tim Capel refused to throw in the towel as Andy Helene was brutally beaten by a giant Russian monster.
If he dies, he dies.
Steve Willie fought valiantly for the freedom of Scotland. He didn't even know that they were already free, and he wasn't even Scottish.
Every man dies, not every man truly lives.
This man was gutted on stage. Matt Rotella fell in love with a young starlet. He carried her to the top of the Empire State Building.
'Twas beauty that killed the beast.
Before being shot down to his death by the Air Force.
Sorry, I came in early there. 'Twas beauty that killed the beast.
You've ruined the show.
Sorry.
Dan McGinn got a new fucking dog. Give it up, Dan. It's just gonna get murdered by Scott, like every single one of your other dogs. And who names a dog Basil? Who gets a dog that small? Jason Greenhouse and Andrew Riche went on a road trip together.
Where's your other hand?
It's between two pillows.
Those aren't pillows!
They are still very happy to this day. J. Arsenio D'Amato found a lovely whoa to settle down with.
Those aren't pillows!
Will from Texas moved to Ohio after his battle with Aubrey. On his drive there, he thought of the best possible comeback to shut up that straight shooter.
Yeah? Well, the jerk store called, and they're running out of you.
Will was dismayed to learn that not Aubrey, but Will was their bestseller. When he attacked Aubrey's wife, all were embarrassed by her apparent coma. It was dark. Mark Claire and Roger Morissette are still arguing about Batista and Daniel Bryan.
Hey, Claire, who won the 2014 Royal Rumble again?
You know what, dude? I was wasted. I don't really remember that.
I told you. Look what happened. Look at everything I told you.
You're still wearing that Uso shirt, for God's sake. Jesus Christ.
Everything I told you that night came true. This guy can't even fight The Miz. You know, he's not even going to fight The Miz.
Batista is a no-talent hack, all right? He lucked into a funny movie.
He can't even fight the fucking Miz.
All he had to do was play an idiot in one movie, and now he's this big deal.
But you see the pecs on that guy?
How many submission moves does Batista know? How many submission moves? One? Can he do a headlock even? I've never seen him do anything in the ring.
He's got the look.
I don't care about what
he's got the brawn. He's got the brawn. He doesn't have the work rate.
The
fans don't give a shit about the work rate.
Jordan Duncan sat down with members of the Hinchy family to describe what he did to their son.
If I have a milkshake, and you have a milkshake, and I have a straw that reaches
He's in jail. Speaking of jail, Brad Woodling Hindsight is now broadcasting from Cell Block C on his new Blue Yeti microphone.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Now he's doing the black guy voice? Nate Milton's pissed off at the world.
Fuck money!
Great. After the lightsaber duel, Ben Morris was put into armor with a breathing apparatus.
I have altered the deal. Pray I do not alter it any further.
His father, Shawn Michaels, was very disappointed in him. And Scott Criscolo lived a hero's life. He led his friends on journeys across ancient vast lands.
You shall not pass!
And then he was killed by a Balrog of Morgoth. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Really? We're ending with a Balrog?
Well, hello, Alan. How are you?
I'm great, Parv. Thank you so much. What's on your mind, old chap?
Alan, I hate pro wrestling in 2016. It's garbage. I mean, all of those This Is Awesome chants and Fight Forever and all of that stuff. I'm downright depressed over it.
I understand, Parv. How can I help you overcome this malaise?
I want to start a podcast where we go back in time, back to the glory days of the WWF, the days of Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage and Bret Hart and Ted DiBiase and Tito Santana and Ted DiBiase and Virgil and Ted DiBiase.
Okay, I follow, Parv. I would love to start a podcast like that. I need a break from creating and stealing those gifts and trolling podcast hosts anyway. We can really break down those glory days you pine for. We can record at my flat.
I'm not sure you follow, Alan. I want to go back in time and record a podcast there, in the past.
Parv, I'm not sure I understand.
Just follow me into this studio here. I stumbled into this place while searching for the location of Doctor Who episode 87. and the man hiding in there told me he has had success with time travel in the past.
It sounds like hogwash, Parv. Are you sure? Can this chap even be trusted?
What do we have to lose? I need this, Alan. I need it bad. I can't survive another Greatest Wrestler Ever project. I fucking loathe all this flip-flop, spotty shit out there today. And I don't even get me started on wrestling Twitter. I need to stay above the fray, the bullshit. I need refuge.
All right, Parv. You've always been a good friend to me. I'm in. Just let me just grab my sack, my giant, bulging, oversuffed sack.
Oh, it's working.
Oh.
It's working amazing.
Oh, wow.
1987, here we come.
God bless Ken Patera, the face with the awful hair and no work rate.
This must be some kind of podcast time machine.
Never-ending hokey holiday horse hockey. Okay, one out. I have three outs. That's it. As we travel through time, 45 years... Sorry, I jinxed myself.
Oh, my God. This is going to kill my voice. I can't do a Randy Savage.
Not Andre the Giant. No, not that no good... Oh, Jesus H. Christ on a bicycle. Let me take this from the top. Commandments or demandments?
Demandments.
Now stop typing.
Stop fucking it up. I won't have to keep
typing
the word
out. Well, stop writing all this nonsense for me to read. Can't I just read verse? It's so nice. Here we go. 3, 2.
I feel like I let Mom down and Davey and my loving bro and...
3, 2. How dare you?
Hey, you're going to have to do that again. Your thing cut out again. Is your mic like plugged in and you're not touching it or anything?
I am touching it. See, it was fate that brought them together as co-workers at Ascent?
Ascent.
Is it Ascent?
Ascent.
What do you mean one outtake? It was fucking perfect.
No, this right here. This talking, so I know it's not right into it. All right, I won't count
you are.
An outtake. You're right. An outtake should just be when you fuck it up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, this is a story all about how Brad Life's got flipped, turned upside down. Brad's life. I lost one little fight. My mom called me a pussy. Wait a minute.
Hang on. Yeah, this is a little fucked up thing. So watch a little kid.
Now, this is a story all about how Brad Life's got...
Hang on, you said I again, and your mic went for a second. Stop touching it.
I'm not touching it, I swear to God.
All right.
Now, this is a story all about how Brad... fuck you and Brad.
Mm.
Fuck you and Brad. How does that sound? Put that in your outtakes and smoke it. His mom again called him just fuck. Fuck. Here we go. 3, 2. Here. His mom again called fuck. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh. Much better. I don't understand what this is all about at all. Maybe I'm not supposed to. Is this written in all caps because I have to yell? This is a fucking rib, isn't it? This is just a big giant rib on me. Come on, admit it.
You've been ribbed a lot harder in front of a lot more people than this thing.
Bro, can I do it two ways? If I do it the mean way, it's going to come across mean, but it's a really good Jim Ross impression.
Just do it. Because
I'd be like, oh my God. The fucking feedback just kept coming in that Jezebel, Ashley Cruz, wrote it at least once a fucking podcast, the son of a bitch, by my think... Oh, what the fuck? I hate who wrote this.
It should be... Bring that sweet ass over here, by the way.
Can't do it anymore.
I still have to do a whole nother podcast with Scott after this.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how I'm going to survive.
What time are you supposed to go on?
Yeah, when this ends. That's my line there, so we can do that one. I'll do mine and then you do the last one.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Well, it says it. It says my name.
But I'm reading the line.
We're men in tights. With referee Rich Walsh-Gujolta. That's right.
That's right.
All right. We may look like white trash.
But
what you say or else we'll put out your lights.
Hang on.
This is what we're going to do. Hang on. Why don't we do this?
Sorry, Justin. I ruined this line. I'll try again. We suck, JT. Sorry.
No, you're doing all right. You do well. That was a good stretch. You just want to start that one from the top.
I'm not singing, JT. You have to put something in there. Do you want to sing?
Glenn Butner.
I think you say Glenn Butner once every year. That's awesome.
But that's not how it's written.
Tim Cable. Tim Cable.
Here we go. Jason Greenhouse and Andrew Riche went on a road trip together.
It's Riche again, third time, third year.
Every year.
And then remember to say "whoa" when you're doing D'Amato.
This is a rib.
This makes you seem like an equal to the commoners.
I quit the podcast, and you said, I'm going to get this guy.
I didn't write any of this.
Write this fake script.
Aaron wrote it.
Are we almost done?
Yeah.